This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's neck and neck in the polls, 5 days before Republicans caucus in Iowa.
Some have me down by five, some have me up. Who knows? We're moving upward, though. That's a good sign.
Mitt Romney and Ron Paul, the frontrunners, with Paul luring key support away from a rival. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Des Moines.
Yeah, Dave, Iowa State Senator Kent Sorensen's been a backer of Michelle Bachmann for more than a year, but he's now suddenly switched to Ron Paul. Bachmann says it's because the Paul campaign offered Sorensen money, something a friend of Sorensen denies. Meanwhile, Bachmann has other problems. Asked yesterday about another report that two politically active clergymen here in Iowa urged her to drop out of the race.
No one has approached me. No.
But a top Bachmann aide says he was approached about the idea of her dropping out and endorsing Rick Santorum. He says he didn't even take that idea to Bachmann. Dave?
Rich, a man dressed in an Afghan army uniform goes on the attack in Afghanistan, killing two NATO troops. The 19-year-old man accused of shooting and paralyzing a wounded American Afghanistan war soldier at Christopher Sullivan's welcome home party Friday goes to court today to face an attempted murder charge. Yet another 21-gun salute for Kim Jong-il at a memorial service in North Korea where his son was anointed. Fox News Radio's Bill Marcus monitoring live in Shanghai.
Dave, hundreds of thousands of people shoulder to shoulder, very likely a million human beings assembled in the central square of Pyongyang. Kim Jong-un on a reviewing stand above them all, surrounded by top government and army officials. The ceremonial head of state proclaiming Jong-un for the first time as North Korea's supreme leader, in charge of the country, the military, and its people. Kim flanked by top party and military officials who are expected to serve as mentors. Dave?
And Bill, next year will be the 100th anniversary of the Titanic sinking. An owner of a lot of the artifacts will auction them off in a single lot next year. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex life what it used to be? Don't ignore these changes. Your prostate health can affect your whole life. Call right now to discover the Beta Prostate free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body maintain prostate health. This includes stronger urine flow, healthy bladder emptying. It even reduces waking at night from the urge to go. Take care of your prostate, and it will take care of you. Learn how to try Beta Prostate free. You only pay a low shipping and handling fee. Call 1-800-458-1543. That's 1-800-458-1543. When you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll learn how to get a free super vitamin D with your free Beta Prostate. Don't wait. Call 1-800-458-1543. That's 1-800-458-1543.
They won't call it the Fairness Doctrine, but it's still going to be coming for Rush. Stay alert, stay tuned. Rush at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation, and they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Hey, Brazos Valley. If you plan on making a resolution to get in shape this year, then check out AeroFit. The kind, professional staff will help you get on track to make you the healthiest you can be in 2012. Voted best of the Brazos for 9 years, AeroFit has so much to offer you and your family. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you the finest in fitness facilities, such as indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track, and volleyball. And now, with the addition of two new 24-hour express centers, AeroFit offers 4 locations to better serve you. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but AeroFit. Join now for only $19.99 per month. Check out all the fun exercise options AeroFit has to offer you. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web web at aerofitclubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
You know you're going to feel great. We're Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
The number one nutrition store is here in College Station. Complete Nutrition has the number one weight loss system, muscle building products, or any products to get you healthier. Look better, perform better, feel better. Complete Nutrition.
This is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
When your identity is stolen, people think you call the credit card company and that's that. There's still a criminal out there using your name.
Meet Perry, a LifeLock member, and this is his identity theft story.
I didn't know my identity was stolen until I got this LifeLock alert asking if I'd applied for credit cards at 3 stores. I said no. This thief had my name, social security number, and date of birth. And went to 3 stores trying to open credit cards in my name, but LifeLock was on it.
LifeLock is on a mission to help stop identity theft, but they can't protect you if you're not a member. Call now for your 60 days of LifeLock risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-440-4894. 1-800-440-4894. 1-800-440-4894.
WTAW News Time, 607, 43 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid-60s, and we've talked about a warming trend toward the weekend. Tomorrow, 70, pretty much the same on Saturday, but then we'll cool off in time for New Year's Day with a high in the lower to mid-60s. We'll tell you more about the forecast coming up after this first look at news brought to you by Just Brakes. At Just Brakes, they really do care. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A last-minute agreement between the Centers for Disease Control and the state of Texas means fewer people can now receive vaccinations through local health departments. Julie Anderson of the Brazos County Health Department says the new restrictions begin January 1st and affect an estimated 1,000 clients.
They are saying now that children who do have health insurance, privately held health insurance, need to return to their primary care physician and not report to the Brazos County Health Department or any local health department.
And the ban covers those with any level of private health insurance. Anderson says there are two exceptions. One involves flu immunization, since those vaccines were purchased with county money.
Children 6 months and all the way through adulthood can still come to the health department for their flu vaccine, and that's $20.
The other exception is for college students who, regardless of insurance, can still receive a meningitis vaccination through the end of January. Understanding state taxes can be a daunting task for business owners. That's why the Texas Comptroller's Office is offering free assistance.
If nothing more than peace of mind, business owners might be interested in attending one of 16 free tax seminars being offered in the coming weeks. RJ DeSilva with the Comptroller's Office says they offer answers to a variety of questions.
Things like filling out sales tax forms for new business owners, and a lot of times business owners want to find out how to easily pay their taxes electronically. So it runs the gamut in terms of the different types of questions that we answer.
Now, the seminars are scheduled all over the state and they're free. Check the state comptroller's website for a complete list of locations and dates. In Austin, Barbara McCarley, TSN News.
The Bryan Office of the State Comptroller is hosting its tax seminar January 11th in Giddings. Police say further review of the 911 call from a suburban Dallas apartment where 7 bodies were found Christmas morning reveals someone saying, "Help," and "I'm shooting people." Grapevine police say those words couldn't be heard by the dispatcher Sunday, but were audible when investigators used a different software system to listen to the tape. Police initially thought no one spoke during the call, which prompted the response to the apartment. Police believe the caller is the alleged gunman, Aziz Yazdanpana, that he made the call after shooting his estranged wife, teenage children, and 3 other family members before turning the gun on himself. Texas is the second most dangerous state for police officers, and the numbers are up again.
The number of officers killed in the line of duty is up for the second straight year.
Unfortunately, Texas
just about year in and year out, was near the top of the list when it comes to law enforcement fatalities. Texas, with more than 1,600 law enforcement fatalities throughout history, leads the nation in that category.
Craig Floyd with the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund says 173 federal, state, and local officers died on the job in 2011, and Texas was second behind Florida with 13 deaths. He says one of the reasons the numbers are up across the country is budget cuts. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
The state has reached an $84 million settlement with a prescription drug maker convicted of inflating drug prices to the Medicaid program. State Attorney General Greg Abbott says the agreement averts lengthy appeals after a Travis County jury verdict in February. Prosecutors argued that Actavis inaccurately reported its prices, leading Medicaid to overpay pharmacies. The chief executive said Wednesday his New Jersey-based company was pleased to resolve the case and would continue to report prices legally and under terms of the agreement. About $30 million of the settlement gets returned to the Texas Treasury after legal fees and federal reimbursements. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 43 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Santa, do you get to tell anyone what you want for Christmas?
Yeah, Santa, what do you want?
I want a new truck from Team of Navasota.
Hey, Santa, how about this? A new Ford F-150 from Team Ford starting at $17,299.
Nice price.
Or you can get a new Ford Fiesta for just $189 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Merry Christmas from the Team of Navasota. We're the home of the nice price.
Get your brightest, whitest smile this holiday season with Aaron's Family Dentistry for only $99. During the month of December, Aaron's Family Dentistry is providing their professional teeth whitening services for $99, normally $299. Aaron's Family Dentistry, formerly Care Plus Dental on Villa Maria, wants to brighten your smile with their December teeth whitening special.
Call 268-1407 and make your $99 teeth whitening appointment today. Visit aarensdds.com. That's aarensdds.com. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Aaron's Family Dentistry.
Hey, it's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Through today, our skies will stay mainly sunny. Our temperature for this afternoon climbing into the mid-60s. For tonight, clear skies and dropping down to about 40 to 45 degrees. It's nice here right on through the end of this week with mainly sunny skies continuing Friday. Temperatures a few degrees warmer, too, 65 to 70, upper 40s at night. And we're mostly sunny on Saturday, 68 to 73. Looks like fair and mild weather into New Year's Eve. I'm Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, if you haven't already heard about it after it was released yesterday, just a little bit after 9 o'clock, we'll go over again the Aggies 2012 football schedule and the SEC teams that are coming here and the teams the Aggies are going to go visit. We'll talk about Aggie basketball as they're back on the court after a week break, trying to start a brand new non-conference home winning streak against Arkansas Tech. They should do it. We'll talk high school basketball. Big tournament started yesterday. And, of course, Aggie football getting ready for Northwestern on Saturday. All that and more coming up in sports.
So it's the Wonder Boys tonight.
The Wonder Boys are coming to town.
Holy.
Yes, sir.
Do they have a mascot, I wonder?
Well, the Wonder Boys. Well, a little Wonder Boy. I think it's a little guy that's in a bread uniform. Or something, I don't know.
Chase,
I'm making a Wonder
Chase,
Bread.
Chase, would you possibly have anything else more insightful?
Well, I know
more accurate.
I know that it's against NCAA rules for visiting mascots to attend.
Right.
So,
but they could hold up pictures.
Yeah, and I guess so.
Yeah, they could have the big heads, you know.
Mm-hmm. Or the fat heads.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hold up pictures, though. That's really very North Korea-ish. I mean,
well, that's very true, I guess.
I don't know that you want to be doing that.
Yeah.
By the way, boys, if I die anytime soon, I want a big, ginormous picture of me.
Was that great?
On the hearse driving me around.
No, it wasn't the car ahead of it.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. Either way.
Do you want a lot of fake wailing and gnashing of teeth?
Yeah.
They did a good job.
If you can get people to mourn at gunpoint, that would be awesome.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. See how much they can cry without any tears showing at all.
Well, and of course, this uses up our trivia question for this morning.
Yeah.
The fact that you can use a 35-year-old Michigan-made Lincoln Continental.
I mean,
I didn't know that we were getting along that well. Did they call and say, "Hey, can we borrow a 35-year-old Lincoln Continental?"
Yeah.
Oh, well, that'd be a shame, Sammy.
Well, you know, you didn't mention a thing about the football game that thankfully Texas A&M is not taking part in today, which would be the thrilling New Era Pinstripe Bowl.
Oh, is that today?
That's tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
Do we not have? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's tomorrow. There's four
really
games tomorrow, and that'll be one of them.
Do we not have any today?
Yeah, we got two today.
Oh, who do we have today?
Good ones: Florida State and Notre Dame.
No, it's the bowl game itself. I don't care about
Orlando.
The teams.
Oh, okay. Oh,
the Champs Sports Bowl
and the Alamo Bowl tonight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Champs Sports.
Champs Sports.
That's going to be a good game.
Well, it's going to be a sellout. It sold out quickly. Well, wow. It's in Orlando, and Florida State's right down the road, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So Florida State.
And of course, Notre Dame had a stellar season again this year, right? But anyway. Okay, so they got, dang. Well, I was hoping to see what kind of things they had going on.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, Chase brought me the scheduled events for the bowl that the Aggies are in.
Yeah.
And they had not one but two opportunities to go bowling.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah.
I knew they went bowling once. I didn't know that they revisited the lanes.
As Jim Gaffigan says, what kind of a sport could be bad when they have a beer holder right by where you're doing that?
Yeah. That's
So what other bowl games do we have?
Well, we have the Sports Bowl.
Champs Sports Bowl.
Yeah,
and the Alamo Bowl.
And the Alamo Bowl. Okay. We already know the Alamo Bowl.
Baylor and Washington. Yeah.
I'll see if I can get you a list of events for the Champs Sports Bowl. Uh-huh.
Well, mine also I'm thinking about, though, tomorrow, the Pinstripe Bowl, because after all, two college football teams who have so-so records in the largest media market in America, I'm sure that they are right there on the front page of the New York Times sports section.
Sure they are. Yeah, the Cyclones and the Rutgers, whatever they are.
Scarlet Knights.
There you go. Thank you.
So anyway, all right, so we'll work on that for you this morning. And, well, we're apparently under attack from another planet.
Really?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah. One more time.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
And we don't have the story, but apparently, how does Weekly World News get all these stories that nobody else has?
I don't know.
I mean, I've often wondered, because, you know, when you used to watch wrestling matches, you know, one guy would hit the other with a chair and there were no assault charges filed.
I know.
Don't understand that.
Texas A&M plays Northwestern on New Year's Eve in the Meineke Car Care Bowl from Reliance Stadium in Houston. The night before the game, News Talk 1620 WTAW will get you primed for the kickoff by taking you backstage. For 2 hours, from 7 to 9 p.m. on Friday, you'll hear Dave South, the Aggie players, the Aggie coaches, and what's been going on behind the scenes in preparation for the big game. It's the Meineke Car Care Bowl Preview Show from 7 to 9 p.m. Friday, brought to you by the Texas A&M Health Science Center. Messinahoff Winery and Resort invites you to ring in the new year at the 4-star Vintage House Restaurant. Join Messinahoff on New Year's Eve for dancing and gaming at the James Bond Casino Royale, or celebrate with your friends at the Messinahoff Lakeside Wine Bar. Go to messinahoff.com or call 979-778-WINE. That's 979-778-9463. Since 1977, Messinahoff Winery and Resort, Aggie-owned and military veteran. Remember to log on to messinahoff.com for additional New Year's Eve details.
Hey, there you go. 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's the 29th of December. We're just about to run out, folks. And happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Inga Svensson.
Oh.
Actress. She was on Benson. I don't know what she played. I didn't watch a lot of Benson, but people did. Yeah. She's 79 Good years old today. Mary Tyler Moore's birthday is today.
Oh.
Yeah, 75. Okay. She turns today. Mm-hmm. Actor John Voight is 73. Years old today.
He decided that he's a Republican, conservative Republican, a few years ago.
Yeah.
Kind of talks about it.
Yeah, yeah. He and his daughter probably don't talk about that a whole
lot.
Yeah,
they don't see it.
Probably right. Singer Marianne Faithfull is 65 years old.
Angel
today.
Of the Morning, I
there
believe,
you
is
go.
Her original.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, Angel of the Morning and As Tears Go By was a hit. Used to be Mick Jagger's girlfriend. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Yeah, there you go. Ted Danson's birthday is today. He's in that new police movie now, isn't he? TV show, rather.
CSI. Yeah. Once again, he's, you know, as long as he's not talking about saving whales, he's...
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, not to the level of a Dick Van Dyke or the aforementioned Mary Tyler Moore, but seems to have a fairly high likability factor in television these days.
Yeah, I think our favorite show, the Sunday morning show, did a feature on him a couple of weeks ago, as a matter of fact.
You know he's bald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's 64.
Yeah, has a hair piece he wears. Pretty good looking piece, though.
There you go.
Yeah, it looks very natural. Yeah. We were watching CSI last night.
Yeah. He's 64 today. Comedian Paula Poundstone turns 52 years old today.
She's on my favorite radio show.
Is she?
Yeah. Wait, don't tell me.
Oh, okay. And Jude Law, the actor.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah. You'd think the one that actually puts money in your pocket would be your favorite radio show.
well, favorite one he listens to.
Yeah. There you go. That's it.
That's even better.
Yeah. Jude Law, the actor, the British actor, is 39 years old today. And actor Mickey Pfeiffer.
Really?
Mackay
Pfeiffer. Yeah. Was on ER, is 37 years old. And that's all I got.
Yvonne Edelman, who was Mary Magdalene in the original Jesus Christ Superstar.
Wow.
I mean, she's 60, which means she was probably like 19 when she was on Broadway, which, it's not like Annie, but nonetheless. And a guy who had a great voice and a pretty good songwriter, Ed Bruce, really liked his voice. He was 72 years old.
Is he still with us?
Apparently, he's on this list, but I don't know. Maybe, and did a little acting, I believe. Yeah. I believe did a little bit of that, but good baritone. 6:21 right now.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so Republicans, according to one congressman, want plaques hanging from trees. The Republicans want dirty air, dirty water. They want kids with autism, the elderly, and Down syndrome to all fend for themselves. Well, here's the latest. Barbara Boxer says that Republicans want to kill 8,100 Americans.
They have attached a poison pill, colleagues, literally, because it will kill 8,100 more people than otherwise would have been killed from pollution. And they've attached that to the payroll tax cut. So how's that for a Christmas gift? That's what's going on here. We've asked for a lot from Santa in our day, but we never asked for lead, arsenic, and mercury.
Yes, 8,100, not 8,101. Not 8,101, no. She has the exact number.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When your identity is stolen, people think you call the credit card company and that's that. Uh-uh. There's still a criminal out there using your name.
Meet Perry, a LifeLock member, and this is his identity theft story.
I didn't know my identity was stolen until I got this LifeLock alert asking if I'd applied for credit cards at 3 stores. I said no. This thief had my name, social security number, and date of birth, and went to 3 stores trying to open credit cards in my name, but LifeLock was on it.
LifeLock is on a mission to help stop identity theft, but they can't protect you if you're not a member. Call now for your 60 days of LifeLock risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-440-4894. 1-800-440-4894. 1-800-440-4894.
Join the Texas A&M Health Science Center for academic convocation Friday, January 20th at 2 o'clock at Rutter Auditorium. We'll look at the opportunities ahead and recognize those who have made our institution a leader in healthcare, science, and research. We'll also honor Dr. Nancy W. Dickey's 10-year anniversary as president and enjoy food and dancing at a celebration gala that evening at Miramont Country Club. For information, call 436-9120.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is very foggy out there this morning. I'm sorry I failed to mention that earlier. Very foggy. So plan early or plan to leave early. Take a little extra time to get there this morning.
The year of real estate? This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Dan Loney. Today's Wall Street Journal says that several hedge funds have been buying up real estate investment property recently, expecting a bounce back in the market soon. Caxton Associates, SAC Capital Advisors, Avenue Capital, and the Blackstone Group are leading the charge as several analysts have forecast a housing pickup in 2012. We'll see two more important updates on economic data later this morning before Wall Street's opening bell. We see if there's any further decline in first-time unemployment claims. And then the housing market is in focus after the bell with an update on pending home sales. Wall Street futures are higher right now. And with the volatility of the stock market recently, many investors moved to what was seen as a safe haven in gold. And after a strong push during the fall, gold prices have been on the decline recently. Futures on the COMEX exchange already today are down 2% at $1,532, which would be a sixth consecutive day of retreat for gold prices. I'm Dan Loney with the Dow Jones Money Report.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over a million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
Join the Texas A&M Health Science Center for Academic Convocation Friday, January 20th at 2 o'clock at Rutter Auditorium. We'll look at the opportunities ahead and recognize those who have made our institution a leader in healthcare, science, and research. We'll also honor Dr. Nancy W. Dickey's 10-year anniversary as president and enjoy food and dancing at a celebration gala that evening at Miramont Country Club. For information, call 436-9120.
Hey, good morning. It's 626, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by College Station Medical Center. The area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go, visit csmedcenter.com. Again, really foggy out there this morning. 66 for a high today, 45 tonight. Then we're over 70 for Friday and Saturday. Looks like on New Year's Eve, about 52. And then on New Year's Day, we're looking at probably about 63 for our high temperature, 36 at night, and then some sunshine, a little bit cooler as we begin next week. Right now, humidity is 86%. Winds are calm, as a matter of fact. Some fog and clouds out there, and we've got 40 degrees.
What do you suppose soy sauce, mustard, Listerine, and milk of magnesia all have in common? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. And magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor-recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
Some old home remedies have been tested and really seem to work. For example, for dandruff.
It's a fungal infection, and we now know that we can control fungal infections a couple of different ways. One, just with changing the pH of your scalp.
Joe Graydon, author of the book Best Choices from the People's Pharmacy.
So a little vinegar rinse after you shampoo can be surprisingly effective. And an old-fashioned remedy, Listerine, not the blue minty stuff, but the yellow-colored Listerine, you can rinse with that too. People tell us it is amazingly effective.
It turns out that the laxative milk of magnesia also works for dandruff, but that's not all.
Put it on your face at night for acne and dab it under your arms for body odor. Milk of magnesia, very affordable and far less likely to cause skin irritation than antiperspirants.
And mustard works for a common household burn.
First of all, any burn, get it under cold water immediately. And if it's a really bad burn, of course, go to the emergency department. But a minor household burn, cold yellow mustard on that burn instantly can be very effective. Oh, and here's another one for burns, soy sauce. Next time you burn yourself in the kitchen for a minor household burn, get the soy sauce on it immediately. You'll be surprised at how effective it is at relieving pain and preventing blistering.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Santa, do you get to tell anyone what you want for Christmas?
Yeah, Santa, what do you want?
I want a new truck from Team of Navasota.
Hey, Santa, how about this?
A new Dodge Crew Cab from Team Dodge, discounted up to $10,000.
Nice price.
Or get a new Jeep Compass for $19,999.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Merry Christmas from the Team of Navasota. We're the home of the nice price.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 43 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today, mid-60s for a high. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. An estimated 1,000 people won't be able to continue receiving vaccinations from Brazos County. The Health Department's Julie Anderson says that's to meet new state regulations that comply with the Centers for Disease Control.
This is just kind of to meet budgetary cutbacks that are coming and to realign with the federal definition of what underinsured men.
While the health department has an ample supply, as of January 1st, immunizations can only go to those without any health insurance and children covered by Medicaid and the CHIP program. Now, there are two exceptions. Anderson says one involves college students getting immunized for meningitis.
We know that people are trying to get back into school, and we did not want to confuse the issue about meningitis and the meningitis vaccine, that you're still able to get that here as long as our doses hold out. And right now we have, I'd say, about 65 doses left.
Flu immunizations are also available to everyone because those vaccines were purchased with county money. The fatal Christmas Day fire in Connecticut is sparking safety warnings about dealing with fireplace embers.
Fire officials in Stamford, Connecticut say that it was a bag of fireplace ashes left behind a home that ignited a house fire an hour later, killing three children and their grandparents. And it happened again Tuesday in Burlington, Vermont. Hot fireplace ashes in a paper bag placed on a back porch, starting a house fire that could have killed University of Vermont men's basketball coach John Becker and his family, a passerby seeing the flames and waking the family in time. The Fire Safety Administration says nearly 12,000 fires annually begin this way. Homeowners urge to put fireplace ashes in a metal container well away from the house and have working smoke detectors. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Police say they believe a man who killed six family members in a Christmas Day shooting at a Metroplex apartment attempted to stage the scene by placing one of the guns used in the hand of his deceased brother-in-law before he killed himself. Grapevine police say evidence shows 56-year-old Aziz Yazdanpana was the only one to fire the two weapons found at the scene. A gun was also found in his hand. Yazdanpana's brother-in-law was shot multiple times. Authorities say Yazdanpana also killed his estranged wife, their two teenage children, his wife's sister, and his niece. If you can't beat them, join them. And if you can't join them, sue them. Governor Rick Perry has filed a federal lawsuit against the state of Virginia because he and five other Republican candidates didn't qualify to get on the ballot there.
Only Mitt Romney and Ron Paul were certified to be on the ballot. Anita Kumar covers Virginia politics for the Washington Post and says Virginia has one of the highest bars to get on the ballot.
It's not only 10,000 signatures, but you need 400 in each of the 11 congressional districts within that 10,000. So you have to have some people on the ground. You have to have organization.
Newt Gingrich and Rick Perry's campaign didn't get enough signatures, and Perry has filed a federal suit. Rick Santorum, Michelle Bachmann, and John Huntsman didn't even submit signatures. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
A federal judge has rejected a request by disgraced financier Alan Stanford that his trial be postponed. Judge David Hittner's ruling denied a motion by Stanford's attorneys for a continuance until April. The ruling means the jury selection will begin January 23rd. Stanford's been jailed since 2009 or been jailed since being charged in 2009 with bilking investors out of $7 billion in a massive Ponzi scheme. A new opinion from the Department of Justice could open the door for states to sell lottery tickets online. And that's not all.
The Wire Act of 1961 has kept states from selling virtual lottery tickets online. It's also used in most online gambling cases. But the Justice Department is now revising its stance on that law, saying it only applies to sports betting. Lotteries do not fall under it. New York, Illinois, and California are already looking at selling lottery tickets online. No response yet from the Texas Lottery Commission. There's also speculation that this could open the door for states to offer online poker as part of their lottery. Emily Troub, TSN News.
City officials say College Station's first annual Christmas at the Creek was a big success. Recreation Supervisor Sheila Walker says it was hard to move the event from Central Park, but if you'd like to take a stroll down memory lane, displays at the park are still up to enjoy.
And those will be on every night from 6 to 11 throughout the month.
Walker says the lights at Wolfpin Creek will also be up through the weekend, so even though Christmas is over, your holidays don't have to be. And a new poll finds Americans are hopeful that 2012 will be a positive year for their families and the country after a mostly forgettable 2011. The Associated Press GFK poll shows 62% are optimistic about what 2012 will bring for the nation. 78% are hopeful about the year their family will have in 2012. Overall, 68% described 2011 as a bad year, more than twice as many that said it was good. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 43 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VandykeRankin.com.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
6:36, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2A.
The weather is looking pretty good for the next several days as temperatures will warm up for today. Mostly sunny skies, and it'll be a pleasant afternoon, middle 60s. For tonight, generally clear, dropping down to between 40 and 45 degrees. A few degrees milder on Friday, still mostly sunny too. High temperatures 65 to near 70. A few clouds tonight, 45 to 50. And we're looking good on Saturday, last day of the year, mostly sunny skies, 68 to 73. I'm Gary Bass, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Florida, LSU, and Missouri, and maybe Arkansas. The SEC games that'll be at Kyle Field next year. We'll talk about the A&M's schedule, their first ever in the SEC. Aggie basketball tonight at Reed Arena. We'll talk about that too, and we'll get you updated on the Aggies getting ready for Northwestern Saturday morning in the Meineke Car Care Bowl. That and more coming up in sports.
Hey, I want to remind you, it is foggy outside. Really, really is.
Really?
Yeah, interesting. Talking to see, and you're saying that, and it's interesting because I was talking to a listener driving in from Burleson County, and it doesn't get bad until about Smetana. I mean, it's crystal clear from Smetana on, but
Smetana's always a problem.
They are.
But is it foggy outside our windows?
It's very foggy.
No kidding.
It is very foggy.
It wasn't at 5 a.m.
Yeah, it is.
Came in with you, Scott.
Spend a little extra time there as need be. So now, you boys having a good Christmas holiday season? Everything going fine?
Oh, sure.
Okay?
Not for everybody, though.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know.
How about you, Scott?
Well, yeah, no, it's fine.
Santa not bring you what you want.
No. It's fine.
Except I hear a doubt in your voice.
There's a but. Uh-huh. There's a change.
Yeah, I hear a little whine.
I'm edging.
I saved the United States. U.S. American taxpayers nearly $4 million by not being the first lady. Because, after all, she decided she needed to fly out early for her vacation in Hawaii.
Right.
On the taxpayers' dime.
Right.
So,
well,
I think we all sacrificed so that she could do that.
Well, Barack just wouldn't get his tail in gear. You know, he had to.
Well, he's working all the time.
He had to stick around for all that legislation stuff.
Yeah, and
you know?
Every time she looked outside, there weren't any palm trees or ocean.
Right.
So, you know, four $1 million. Oh, and by the way, of course, as we all know, Michelle is a staunch backer of the 99%, right?
Uh-huh.
The 99% of the people out there who are, well, not the 1%.
So that's what it costs us, $4 million for her to go separately.
Yeah. And then yesterday she wears a Sophia Thiele sundress that costs $2,000. $2,000. But it's okay. If you want, if you guys want to, you want to rent a dress just like that for the little lady,
uh-huh,
you can do that. You can rent it for about $125 for Rent the Runway. She's wearing a sundress that costs $2,000. That's pretty much in touch with the real people. Just letting you know. You know. I'm glad that's our first lady.
That's bordering on not funny.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's...
Now, have you seen the the cover of Time magazine where they kind of morphed this picture of Barack Obama and his possible vice presidential running mate?
No.
Which would be Hillary.
Oh, really?
How about an Obama-Clinton ticket?
Well, I would say that the Republicans probably wouldn't like that at all.
Joe's going, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Joe's going, I might be the last one to know.
Yeah.
Robert Reich, the latest high-profile Democrat to wish out loud that she was on the ticket next time.
He's a little short guy.
He is a little short
Real
guy.
Real short
Yeah,
guy.
But, I mean, he still got up in front of the microphone, stood up on the little box in front of the microphone and said that. In fact, he predicts that Hillary will swap places with current VP Joe Biden, who will take over as Secretary of State, which is a position that many say he has always wanted.
Do you want Biden being the chief diplomat of the United States?
As Robert Reich has written, Obama needs to stir the passions and enthusiasms of a Democratic base. It's been disillusioned with his cave-ins to regressive Republicans. Hillary Clinton on the ticket can do that. The economy won't be in superb shape in the months leading up to Election Day. If the European debt crisis grows worse and if China's economy continues to slow, there's a better than even chance we'll be back in a recession. Clinton would help deflect attention from that bad economy and put it on foreign policy, where she and Obama have done a good job. So there you go. Yeah, that would not be good news for the Republicans. See how that works, because after all, Mitt Romney's everybody's dad. You notice that? I mean, think about it. If you're a 20-something voter, that's your dad, isn't it, who's running for president on the Republican side? That's
sure.
your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see how that works.
You're assuming 20-something voters are going to get motivated to go back to the polls.
For any reason, yeah, for any reason at all. Oh, let's see what else. Oh, I don't know. There's... Nudie Poo has cut his bus tour in half. He's going to half as many places, and Rick Santorum's doing well in Iowa. Because I don't know if you know, he's been to all 99 counties in Iowa.
Yeah, I did know that. And the CNN poll, yeah, I mean, he's really boosted up, hasn't he?
The one good thing about Rick Santorum running for president is that we now know there are 99 counties in Iowa. Because I don't think I knew that before then.
Yeah. And why didn't they, you know, split off another one just to give them 100?
Give them that nice, even 100?
Yeah, right.
I'm you know, not exactly sure about that. So we'll see.
Yeah. He says he'll drop out if he finishes, you know, low in this thing.
But, yeah, well, again, what is low as far as he's concerned?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know. Poll came out yesterday, had him ahead of Nudie Poot, so.
Yeah, the Newster's not having a good time.
No, he's
things
not.
Are not going well for him right now. And, so we'll see. All right, well, I got nothing else in politics. What else is going on? Anything else fun, exciting we can chat about?
I found the list of events for the Champ Sports Bowl.
Oh, did you? Oh, now, where is that being? In Orlando?
In Orlando. Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. Okay. Yeah what's going on?
Let's see, what is today, the 29th?
Yeah.
The kickoff luncheon was yesterday, so they've had a full slate of events.
Where did they hold the kickoff luncheon?
The Hilton Orlando.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, there was that.
That's fun.
A table of
eight. I bet you they had little paper coasters that said Hilton underneath them. What do you think?
Probably so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A table of eight plus two players was $550. So,
yeah.
Let's see. That was followed yesterday by the Notre Dame band performance at Universal Studios.
Oh. So did you have to buy admission to Universal Studios just to hear the Notre Dame band?
What do you think?
Yeah, because, I mean, you'd be able to hear them for free on game day or on television.
Or on the web or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Then, let's see, that was followed at 4 p.m. with the Champ Sports Pep Rally at Pointy Orlando. I'll bet that's point because the E is silent.
Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah.
Orlando Bowl Week fan headquarters at Pointy Orlando on International Drive hosts the official pep rally before the Champ Sports Bowl.
Everything is on International Drive there, you know.
Let's see. Today at 11, it's the Champ Sports Bowl Parade of Bands.
Okay.
And then,
so that means well, you could go to like the middle school band from a city and from a school in Orlando. They could be at the very beginning.
And then let's see, December 29th, that's today, 2:30 would be the Kirkendall Gardner Tailgate Terrace.
Okay. Boy.
The Kirkendall Gardner.
Yeah, that's good.
Hosted by a law firm or something.
So that's okay. So we got that going on.
Also today, you have the. The Best Buy Fan Zone from 2:30 until 5:30.
Okay.
Opportunity. That'll be in the parking lot at Best Buy.
Get a chance to drink with strangers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you could take some of your purchases back while you're there.
Sure. Why not?
That's right.
Drinking while you stand there in the exchange.
Hey, where's the Geek Squad?
That's right. I already got one of these. Okay. Well, I'll be anxious tomorrow then to see the new era Pinstripe Bowl media package or list of things that they did. Because I figure they're pretty much on your own. They get you there. They go, hey, you're in New York City. Go entertain yourself.
Try not to get mugged.
That's right. We'll have box lunches for you when you get back. That's it.
Be right here at this time on Friday if you want to participate in the game.
If not, then it's okay. The city will go on without noticing. All right. So, did y'all watch any of that football game last night?
Sure did. Watched just about all of it.
Yeah, I watched.
Well, until it be right, you know, the last 3 or 4 minutes.
I guess Texas won big, huh?
21-10.
Yeah.
21-10. Yeah.
Cal was horrible.
Yeah.
Well, Cal was horrible.
Texas wasn't much better.
Well, neither offense was too good.
And why couldn't that kid miss the field goal?
Yeah, I know. He missed one against Baylor, and then he misses one yesterday.
Well, he was shankopotamus last night, man.
Oh, I know.
It wasn't even close. Yeah, it was from 38 yards.
Yeah, but
shankopotamus.
Yeah, but you know, last play at Kyle Field, right through the middle.
Drills it.
Yeah.
A microcosm of Aggie athletics.
It's
a microcosm of all things maroon, I think.
I really tried to watch that game, but I just went, this is horrible.
Well, it was. I mean, if you watched the first half, you probably turned it off. Yeah. It was pretty. Matter of fact, Lou Holtz even said that military bowl between Toledo and
that was a score fair, wasn't it?
And Air Force. Yeah, that was a good game. Yeah. Lou says this one's boring.
Lou was up way past his bedtime.
He really was.
Waiting on that West Coast game to start. There he is in Bristol. Yeah. It's 10 o'clock, you know, so it's probably 11, maybe even midnight, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and for all those guys there, I mean, if you kind of peek behind the curtains, ESPN, you know, rents apartments. They probably have, you know, like a whole wing in an apartment complex where they put those guys up.
Oh, yeah.
When they're in Bristol, and... You know, so he probably could go back to a hot plate and a microwave, you know, and a 19-inch color TV. And two beanbag chairs. So it's not like he's ready to get back to the house. You know what I'm saying? At least he's got a green room.
I doubt they put him up in a dorm. I mean, you just described a dorm for crying out loud.
Well, I don't know. I'm just thinking.
He and Mark
saying.
May share a bathroom. I mean,
No, I think he gets his own apartment. But I mean, you know, you go in and there's like, you know, you got that little mat, little welcome mat. You gotta wipe your shoes off because the yellow shag carpet, you know, will show dirt.
And it will, it
just,
will.
Yeah, it just, you the image of Lou Holtz in a hot plate. I got very depressed for the man.
He's getting good money, but I mean, they're not going to pay a whole lot for accommodation, you know?
No,
that you're on camera.
He's just opening up a can of chunky soup and putting that can on the hot plate.
That's what I'm saying.
Coach Hardenberger. Joining me is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater. You came out passing on the first play.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk doesn't blindside him on his way home.
I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Effective landscaping needs to involve more than just one isolated piece of property. It needs to be an outreach to an entire block, to a neighborhood, or to the community in general. Too often we're content just to work on our own little piece of ground to the point that we forget there are other places we can also influence. Let's outline some gardening ways we can make Texas better. I'll be back with details right after this message. Get one of the few remaining copies of my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar, the single publication that gives you all the details of when you need to do everything in your landscape and garden. More than 12,000 words telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It will keep you right on track of doing the right things at the right times. Save one-third on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Our magazine features Texas' finest gardening authorities writing about landscapes and gardens in Texas, your part of Texas. It's the best regional gardening magazine in America. You're going to save one-third on the calendar. You get the calendar, the full year of the magazine, and all that information, satisfaction guaranteed to every penny, for just $38.95 plus $3 postage. But you need to call before we run out of calendars. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. If you're thinking about landscaping on a neighborhood basis, start with a fearless examination of your surroundings. While we're going to think somewhat more globally, we need to start right at home. How tidy are your grounds? Is everything neatly trimmed? Is there debris behind the garage? Have you made the best use of landscape color, for that matter, since it impacts the way your landscape is perceived? Have you painted your house recently? Those are all fairly easy, inexpensive ways to put our best feet forward to our friends and to our neighbors. Consider a block improvement weekend sometime in the spring. Gather a few of your neighbors together and discuss things you could do as a group to make your area more inviting to families and less appealing to crime. Buy supplies in bulk for the best possible prices. If you have a local hardware store or nursery that serves your area, don't be afraid to ask for special prices for your community improvement projects, especially if you give them recognition and especially if you buy in quantity. Share tools and equipment to help everyone accomplish as much as possible. If you're going to be renting power equipment such as a chipper grinder or a rear tine tiller or power sprayer, go together as a group and share the cost. Share the expense of special trash removal and schedule major tree work so one arborist can make a single trip and do the entire block. Expect in return for your consolidated effort a somewhat lower per tree price for the large scale job. You probably can do the same thing for sprinkler repairs. A landscape architect probably would love to have the chance to do a block or a neighborhood improvement project where all the different landscapes could be part of the overall master plan. That could be more affordable than you might imagine, so at least give it some thought. If you're involved with a local school, make plans for a work day. Encourage the PTA or PTO or other parent group to set aside one particular Saturday morning to trim the shrubs and fertilize the lawn and plant a few quality trees like oaks or Chinese pistachios. I would get a professional horticulturist at the helm to make the decisions. A lot of people think of pruning shrubs just as whacking them square. There are better ways to do business. Churches are in similar need. It's amazing how few churches are really attractively landscaped, and a work day at a church could work well for you. And finally, just a couple words about these various work days. Start with a committee of leaders. Find that specialist who can guide it and make plans for somebody who will pull the water hoses afterwards and hoe out the weeds. It doesn't end the day you plant the shrubs. I'm Neil Sperry. It's time for pruning. We'll talk about it in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Thursday morning. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville at 6:53. Sports Time brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. Well, for the Aggie basketball team, it must feel like an even longer layoff than the week that it's been since their last game, the 7-point loss to Rice at Reed. A&M should start a brand new home non-conference winning streak tonight in their final non-league game of the year when they host the Wonder Boys of Arkansas Tech, a Division II school out of Russellville. The Aggies have to get some momentum going because on Monday they open Big 12 play at 6th-ranked Baylor in Waco. The Bears, by the way, held on to beat 14th-ranked Mississippi State 54-52 last night in Dallas to stay undefeated at 13-0. We will broadcast the game tonight right here on 1620 with the pregame at 6:30 and the tip-off at 7 o'clock. The 10th-ranked A&M women are back from their break tomorrow night when they host McNeese State at 7 at Reed. It's their final non-conference game before they start league play next Wednesday at Kansas State. Well, Texas A&M's first-ever schedule, football schedule, as members of the Southeastern Conference was revealed yesterday. And after a season-opening game hosting McNeese State on September the 1st, the Aggies will dive into the SEC waters quickly as they will host the Florida Gators at Kyle Field on September the 8th. That'll be one of either three or four SEC games, home games, for the Aggies. The uncertainty is because the site of the Arkansas game has been labeled as to be determined, meaning that there is obviously something to the rumor that the game could leave Cowboy Stadium after 3 years and become a home-and-home series. If it does, A&M would host the Razorbacks on September the 29th. The other two home SEC games for sure will be on October the 20th with LSU, who could be the defending national champion at that time, and with fellow SEC rookie member Missouri on November the 24th in the regular season finale. That's right, Missouri is coming to Kyle Field for a third straight year and going for a third straight win. On the road, A&M will play at Ole Miss October the 6th, and then they start a run of three straight Saturdays of SEC West road games at Auburn October 27th, at Mississippi State November the 3rd, and in Tuscaloosa with Alabama on November the 10th. The only other non-conference game scheduled so far after McNeese is September the 15th at SMU. Another non-conference home game will be scheduled September the 22nd. That leaves October the 13th and November the 17th. One will be a fourth non-league game, and the other will be an open date. You can see the entire 2012 A&M schedule so far on our website at WTAW.com. The Aggie football team will wear a special decal on their helmet Saturday in tribute to their teammate Joey Villavicencio, who was killed 8 days ago in that car crash while on his way home to Jacksonville for Christmas. The decal was designed by equipment manager Matt Watson and is a rectangular sticker that simply has number 67, Joey V, and the ATM logo. Northwestern will also wear the decal on their helmets. You can see a photo of the tribute decal on our website, WTAW.com. There were two more bowl games yesterday, and now we've seen 12 of the 35 bowl games. Last night, the Longhorn offense got a slow start, but enough of one to beat Cal 21-10 in the Holiday Bowl. Texas quarterback David Ash threw for a TD and caught a TD pass from receiver Jackson Shipley as UT finishes at 8-5, and the Big 12 goes to 2-0 in the eight bowl games. Earlier, it was a score fest as Toledo beat Air Force 42-41 when Air Force went for 2 points and the win after scoring with less than a minute to play, but the ball was fumbled on the try and Toledo won it. Two more bowl games today and some pretty good ones, I think. First at 4:30, the Champs Sports Bowl in Orlando, a sellout to watch Florida State play Notre Dame. Then tonight at 8, Robert Griffin III leads Baylor against Washington in the Alamo Bowl in San Antonio. There are four bowl games tomorrow. And finally, the McDonald's All-Star Girls Basketball Tournament started yesterday with games in four gyms. A&M Consolidated Girls went 2-0 with wins over Pasadena Memorial and Booker T. Washington. Bryan Girls lost to Sam Houston and Kingwood. And the Rutter Girls beat Corpus Christi Ray and Anderson. The tournament continues today and tomorrow. That's your first look at sports. More next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you are having trouble posting a job to our online job site,
okay,
press 5. If you're calling between 9 and 10 a.m. on a Wednesday or Tuesday, 6. For all other times except Thursday.
We're AggielandHelpWanted.com, the job site where you can talk to an actual living customer service person whenever you need.
You are the next caller in line.
Okay, all right.
Goodbye.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Tired of spending too much money on your swimming pool? The Pool Guy will meet or beat any local competitor's price. The Pool Guy is proud to be the authorized Regal chemical dealer. That means you get the highest quality chemicals available at the lowest price available. With a full inventory, the Pool Guy gives you fast free delivery in BCS and unbeatable service. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
It's the new year at Normandy Tractor with the largest Kubota rebates ever. Zero down payment, 0% financing, free delivery, trade-in opportunities, and a three-year warranty. You just can't go wrong at Normandy Tractor. Buy a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor now with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 cash, or finance it for only $217 per month. Be sure to check 9 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is very foggy out there right now. Look for a high of 66, 45 tonight. It's 40 right now. It's 7 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Michelle Bachmann is no fan of Ron Paul.
Ron Paul would be dangerous as a president because of his foreign policy.
But her Iowa campaign manager disagrees, making a surprise endorsement 5 days before Republicans caucus in Iowa. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Des Moines.
And quite the timing, Dave. Iowa State Senator Ken Sorensen was at a Bachmann event yesterday morning. Then a couple of hours later at a Ron Paul event saying he's switching sides.
She is not in the top tier. She is not in position to beat Mitt Romney. We are.
We, now being the Paul campaign. Bachmann says Sorensen sold out for more money, but another top Bachmann supporter here came to Sorensen's defense saying that's not the case. Also adding to Bachmann's troubles, see, she says nobody's approached her about dropping out, despite reports that two pastors here in Iowa wanted either Bachmann or Rick Santorum to quit and endorsed the other, Dave.
Rich, the Taliban on the attack again in Afghanistan. A man dressed up in an Afghan Army officer uniform shot and killed two NATO troops from France. Iran says it's watching the U.S. closely. The day after our military warned Iran not to block a key oil passage. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
Yes, Iran's Navy saying maneuvers this week let it spy on U.S. military vessels filming an American aircraft carrier. Now, it's unclear what value that video might have, but the claim coming a day after the U.S. Fifth Fleet in the Persian Gulf said it would intervene if Iran enacted a threat to block oil shipments through the Strait of Hormuz. Action Iran says it would take over any U.S. and European sanctions against its own oil exports. Dave.
Alistair, Kim Jong-il mourned yet again. A memorial service 12 days after he died, and his son, Kim Jong-un, bowed down from a balcony as for the first time he was publicly declared North Korea's new supreme leader. A dozen people have been executed in a single day in China. China executes more people than any other country. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The holidays aren't over yet, but you're so over them. Keep the holiday cheer going at Dave & Buster's with our Eat & Play combo starting at just $15.99. So bring your family, friends, and uninvited house guests for the latest and greatest games like Fruit Ninja, House of the Dead 4, and Big Bass Wheel. Then keep the holidays going and check out our epic late night deals, because it's time to go from grinching to grinning and end the year right. Only at Dave & Buster's. Offer available all day Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday until 5 p.m. Prices may vary by location. Limited menu. See store for details.
When it comes time to buy a house, it is easily one of the most exciting times in your life. It can also easily be one of the most stressful times in your life. You want someone who's going to guide you through the process and at the same time be open and honest and right up front with you the entire time. Zweiger & Associates is out to change the culture of how real estate agents deal with clients, deal with their partners in a transaction. The reason why is because they want to make sure that it goes as smoothly as it possibly can. They're going to make sure that they do all they can to make sure your real estate transaction goes smoothly. They have trained business professionals. We're talking corporately trained, corporate experience, working for corporations that know how to make sure your transaction goes smoothly. They're going to sit down and put together a list of absolute wants and absolute do not wants for the house that you are seeking. And they're also going to make sure that you know exactly how much house you can afford so you don't get in over your head. How many other realtors are going to do that for you? They're changing the culture of real estate. Zweiker and Associates. Find out more. ZARealEstate.com. ZARealEstate.com.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
Messina Hoff Winery and Resort invites you to ring in the new year at the 4-star Vintage House Restaurant. Join Messina Hoff on New Year's Eve for dancing and gaming at the James Bond Casino Royale, or celebrate with your friends at the Messina Hoff Lakeside Wine Bar. Go to MessinaHoff.com or call 979-778-WINE. That's 979-778-9463. Since 1977, Messina Hoff Winery and Resort, Aggie-owned and military veteran. Remember to log on to MessinaHoff.com for additional New Year's Eve details.
WTNW News Time, 7:05, 44 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid-60s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. Brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A last-minute agreement between the Centers for Disease Control and the state of Texas means fewer people can receive vaccinations through local health departments. Julie Anderson of the Brazos County Health Department says the new restrictions begin January 1st and affect an estimated 1,000 clients.
They're saying now that children who do have health insurance, privately held health insurance, need to return to their primary care physician and not report to the Brazos County Health Department or any local health department.
The ban covers those with any level of private health insurance. Anderson says there are two exceptions. One involves flu vaccines, since those immunizations were purchased with county money.
They're saying now that children who do children 6 months and all the way through adulthood can still come to the health department for their flu vaccine, and that's $20.
The other exception is for college students who, regardless of insurance, can still receive a meningitis vaccination through the end of January. Understanding state taxes can be a daunting task for business owners. That's why the Texas Comptroller's Office is offering free assistance.
If nothing more than peace of mind, business owners might be interested in attending one of 16 free tax seminars being offered in the coming weeks. RJ DeSilva with the Comptroller's Office says they offer answers to a variety of questions.
Things like filling out sales tax forms for new business owners, and a lot of times business owners want to find out how to easily pay their taxes electronically. So it runs the gamut in terms of the different types of questions that we answer.
Now, the seminars are scheduled all over the state, and they're free. Check the state comptroller's website for a complete list of locations and dates. In Austin, Barbara McCarley, TSN News.
The Bryan office of the state comptroller is hosting its tax seminar January 11th in Giddings. Police say further review of the 911 call from a suburban Dallas apartment where seven bodies were found Christmas morning reveals someone saying, "Help, and I'm shooting people." Grapevine police say those words couldn't be heard by the dispatcher Sunday, but were audible when investigators used a different software system to listen to the tape. Police initially thought no one spoke during the call, which prompted police and firefighters to go to the apartment. Police believe the caller is the alleged gunman, Aziz Yazdan Panah, and that he made the call after shooting his estranged wife, teenage children, and three other family members before turning the gun on himself. Texas is the second most dangerous state for police officers, and the numbers are up again.
The number of officers killed in the line of duty is up for the second straight year.
Unfortunately, Texas, just about year in and year out, was near the top of the list when it comes to law enforcement fatalities. Texas, with more than 1,600 law enforcement fatalities throughout history, leads the nation in that category.
Craig Floyd with the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund says 173 federal, state, and local officers died on the job in 2011, and Texas was second behind Florida with 13 deaths. He says one of the reasons the numbers are up across the country is budget cuts. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Texas has reached an $84 million settlement with a prescription drug maker convicted of inflating drug prices to the Medicaid program. State Attorney General Greg Abbott says the agreement averts lengthy appeals after a Travis County jury verdict in February. Prosecutors argued Actavis inaccurately reported its prices, leading Medicaid to overpay pharmacies. About $30 million of the settlement gets returned to the Texas Treasury after legal fees and federal reimbursements. Two prominent Texans are competing in the Iowa caucus January 3rd, but they're headed in completely opposite directions.
Congressman Ron Paul is on the way up, Governor Rick Perry on the way down, according to polls ahead of the Iowa caucus. UTA political scientist Alan Sachs says Perry's recent strengthening of his position on abortion is a last-ditch effort to make him seem more conservative, but he says it won't work.
He still may have some money where he can maybe try to last for a couple of more primary states, and I think he really wanted this so badly that he's not going to drop out until probably the very last penny is spent.
Sachs says Paul looks primed to actually win the race because of the state's libertarian streak and its tradition of going for the underdog. Austin York, TSN News.
And growing up, the worst day of the year tends to be the day after Christmas because it means another year until Santa returns. But the city of College Station is keeping the holidays alive with their lighting displays through this week. They'll be up at Wolfpin Creek through the end of the month.
Now, we're going to leave the lights on. You know, the major part of the park will be lit throughout the month. We'll light up all of the specialty displays each weekend until New Year's.
The city's recreation supervisor, Sheila Walker, says the lighting displays at Central Park will stay up through this weekend for people to enjoy. WTAW News Time, 710, 43 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
It's the new year at Normandy Tractor with the largest Kubota rebates ever. Zero down payment, 0% financing, free delivery, trade-in opportunities, and a three-year warranty. You just can't go wrong at Normandy Tractor. Buy a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor now with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 cash or finance it for only $217 per month. Be sure to check out the new Kubota MX5100F, 52-horsepower tractor with Kubota front-end loader, only $18,795 or $263 a month. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find the biggest end-of-the-season inventory reduction sale on all Kubota riding lawnmowers. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, buy from Normandy Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hi, this is Debbie at Bottom Line Bookkeeping, and yes, we are doing refund anticipation loans. That means you get money fast when you go through Bottom Line. No need to call. Just stop by 3501 South Texas, Suite 100.
ARAL is a loan secured by your tax refund and is offered by Republic Bank and Trust Company to qualifying applicants and is available to ERC and ERD customers. If approved for ARAL, a finance charge and credit investigation fee will apply. ARAL proceeds are available within 24 hours of IRS acceptance. A tax refund administration fee and other fees may apply for the ERC or ERD and will be deducted from the customer's tax refund. Visit your tax preparer to learn about all filing and product options, including obtaining a refund without a loan and at no additional cost.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
Hey, good morning. It's 713. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
The weather is looking pretty good for the next several days as temperatures warm up for today, mostly sunny skies, and it'll be a pleasant afternoon, middle 60s. For tonight, generally clear, dropping down to between 40 and 45 degrees. A few degrees milder on Friday, still mostly sunny too. High temperatures 65 to near 70. A few clouds tonight, 45 to 50. And we're looking good on Saturday, last day of the year, mostly sunny skies, 68 to 73. I'm Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie basketball's coming back to Reed Arena tonight and tomorrow night. The men tonight, the women tomorrow night. We'll talk about that. And the Aggies continue preparation for Northwestern for the Meineke Bowl on Saturday morning. That and more coming up in sports.
There you are.
Uh-huh.
Coming up in sports.
Yes, sir.
It'll be in a while.
Yep.
Second straight year, President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton topped the list of the nation's most admired men and women. Each led their category with 17%, beating out George W. Bush.
Really?
In the number two spot for men, which is amazing when you consider almost everything is his fault.
Yeah, yeah.
And he would still be number two in the most respected list.
That's right. And he's been pretty much out of the picture.
Yes, he has.
While still causing trouble.
Yes, yep. And just ruining our world, right?
Right. Yeah.
Number two in the women would be Oprah. And
who's been out of the picture?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
She's made the top 10 list for 24 years in a row. First Lady Michelle Obama had the third spot in her $2,000 sundress, edging out Sarah Palin, who came in fourth. Sarah Palin is fourth most admired? Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Then came Bill Clinton. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Hillary's ahead of Bill now. He's not happy about that.
He better get used to that.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, tough dog to keep on the porch.
Yeah. That's right.
Followed by Billy Graham. Somehow Billy Graham is behind Sarah Palin. I don't get that, but yeah, whatever. And then Warren Buffett. But one third of all of the 1,000 participants listed no one as most admired. And some people listed their friends and family instead.
Well, that's what I would do. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So of those famous people we've heard of, President Obama and Hillary Clinton would have been number one and two.
Of celebrity people that you've heard of.
If you will.
Yeah,
that's
sorry.
Fine.
Yeah, your preacher's probably better than all of those. Yeah, but, you know.
Guy in Connecticut had a little accident in the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
No, that's not what you think.
That's normally where you go after an accident.
Daryl, 51-year-old Daryl Johnson, not the football player. That was Johnston anyway.
Yes,
wasn't it? Yeah.
Moose.
Anyway, this guy's hospitalized on Christmas Eve after shooting himself while he was in the toilet. Police officers say he originally told them that he had been shot during an attempted robbery, but later he changed his story to apparently the truth. Seems that Daryl admitted to having a small caliber revolver in his pants, but he forgot to remove it. You see, the gun fell, hit the toilet, and went off.
And where did it? Where did
it? Shot him in the leg.
Good.
They're still in.
Could have been worse. Yeah,
and they might press charges. As a matter of fact, now
that'd be insult to injury after you shoot yourself.
Again, I don't know what the pistol looked like necessarily. But, I mean, it fell and hit the toilet.
Yeah.
Does it not have a trigger guard? I mean, was it cocked? I have no idea how just letting it fall is going to cause it to discharge. Ow! Discharge.
Well, we never know why they go off. Like
no, we
that,
don't.
You know?
We don't. But done and done. An underage South Carolina woman is suing a bar for not checking her ID.
Yeah, it's their fault.
Yeah. Chelsea Hess, age 20. In a crash after a night of underage drinking, reportedly claims that the bartender at the South Carolina Jock's Sports Grill, didn't check her age, and let her drink. He let her drink, even though she was not legal.
Uh-huh.
So there. She's also blaming the South Carolina Department of Transportation for failing to properly maintain the shoulder of the road. Both the bar and the Department of Transportation denying her claims. Obviously, all it takes is an attorney and a client who want to go out and chase some money. Hello.
Now, I have to take exception to that one comment about not knowing why they go off. We always know why they go
off.
It's called negligent discharge.
Okay, I like that. That's probably what he's been charged with. But, that's something Mythbusters could do, right? Drop a gun 100 times and see how many times it actually discharges.
Right.
But you know what? They're probably keeping a pretty low profile for a while.
After they bombed that house.
Yeah, and pretty much, as we talked about, the cannonball racing through the neighborhood could have caused a whole lot more damage and certainly some injuries, but yeah. So we have the big celebration for New Year's Eve coming up, and what do? They start in New Zealand or something, right, so that can be the first place to ring in the new year.
Oh, sure.
Well, Samoa wants to be first now.
They do.
They've decided want to experience 2012 before anybody else. CNews reports that Samoa is just going to skip December 30th altogether.
I saw this. They're moving themselves, they're moving the dateline to the other side of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I guess they can vote to do that.
I guess so. It's like the dateline just took a little notch.
That's it.
Included Samoa.
They say that the date change is designed to better line up with the nation's work week with New Zealand and Australia.
Right.
This year marks the second time that Samoa has changed its calendar. Last time was in 1892. I don't know why then, and I don't know why they didn't after that, but nonetheless. So they'll get to be first. So why don't we send Larry King over there? And he could be the anchor for the Samoan New Year's Eve celebration. And he could interview Piers Morgan. That might be that might be kind of neat. So now, I watched some.
As long as he's not interviewing Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's true, because they don't get along.
No, they don't.
So I saw some of Piers Morgan. I've never seen this show before.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a little bit of it, last week, early in the morning, on the weekend.
He talking to?
He was talking to Charlize Theron.
Oh, yeah. She's got a new movie out. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? That's not how you pronounce her name. She pronounced her name.
Uh-huh.
And it's Charlize Theron.
Theron?
Yes, Charlize Theron is the way that it's pronounced in South Africa, which is where she's from.
I'll be darned.
I thought that was pretty interesting. Huh. I didn't care about much after that, but I just thought I'd let
you
know.
Well, she's not bad to look at.
Well, she's not. Except when she played that thing that she won the Academy Award for, Monster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
She wasn't nice looking at all back then.
She can put on some bad makeup.
Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah.
7:21, all right, officials in Tampa, Florida, looking for a few good men. Yep, I'm going to form them a gator posse.
Oh, well.
A gator posse.
Were you hitching your pants when
you said
that?
Yeah, I was, Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission hiring experienced reptile hunter. See, reptile hunter doesn't sound near as good as being on the gator posse. They will track down nuisance gators that have run amok in residential areas.
Oh, no, not run amok.
Well, once again.
Amok.
It was their territory first. Weren't they there first? Aren't we treating them just like Indians, Excuse me, Native Americans?
Careful.
Okay. Potentially, yeah, no kidding. And again, in Florida, too, over there in the Okeechobees. Potential applicants simply need a clean criminal record.
Oh. Because after all, you may have... May have firearms. You know. May have to shoot him.
Yeah, hey, clean criminal record and a working email address. Well, if you got a clean criminal record and a working email address, you can get a computer from Blue Hippo, can't you?
No, you need a checking account.
Oh, that's right. You got to have a checking account. So they do.
It's only going to cost you $39 a week.
So, I mean, it sounds to me like, for that bounty hunter who just can't get enough business anymore, that soldier of fortune who's looking for some sort of great adventure, it's time to head over there to the Swamp State and get you a slot in the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission gator posse.
Yeah.
Give you a little badge. I'm on the gator posse, man. Hello?
I'll tell you what, then he just called Troy from Swamp People and he get lizzy with the
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, shoot him.
Oh, shoot him.
I thought you were sounding not Cajun. But, yeah. But
I wasn't trying very hard.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. But what are those guys' names again?
That's Troy and Lisbeth.
Oh, okay.
Shoot him.
Yeah.
Shoot him.
They're making far more money doing it on TV than, you know, guaranteed Gator Posse ain't paying them much.
Entertaining show.
Well, yes, it is.
And again, they've gotten some of the smarter ones. Hello.
I know. Oh,
I lived in Beaumont for 4 years, believe me.
I still think about squirrel and dumplings.
All I know is I had a friend who had lived in New Orleans when they were building a loop around New Orleans. They're doing the elevated loop around New Orleans. And he said the Cajuns didn't care. Once a week, they would have to go find some guy who just didn't think the barricades had anything to do with him. And next thing you know, he's about two stories off the ground and goes off the end. He said there was no telling how many people did that because his people had come to the big city from, you know, South Louisiana or wherever they happened to be
Bridge.
From. Yeah, you know, coming on in there and doing that. And they didn't understand. Laissez-les-bottes-tombre.
Well, National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Tis the holiday season, and it really pays to visit Allen Honda now during Happy Honda Days. 0.9% for up to 36 months is under the tree on the 2012 Civic, Accord, Crosstour, Pilot, and Odyssey. Or for up to 60 months, percent rate is 1.9 on these same models or the 2011 Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda, so there's no need to wait. A great buying experience and rates that are great. As this year comes to an end, Allen Honda has good reason to give thanks to all and wish all a Merry Christmas season.
Folks at Intercon, hope you had a great holiday season, and you know, now it's time to start braving the cooler weather. We had to brave the summer that gave us utility bills that none of us liked, and if you want to get some control over those, if part of the problem is windows that are not energy efficient, well, that's just exactly what Intercon can help you with. You give them a call at 823-3639. They'll come out to your place, they'll have a look at your windows, and tell you what it's going to take to either repair them or replace them. And if you decide that you do want to replace them, there's several manufacturers that Intercon represents. They'll send the measurements off, get those windows built, bring them in, and they'll install them. And they have expert installers who work for them every day. They know how to take the old windows out, put the new windows in, get the work done quickly, efficiently, and correctly. And then you can start enjoying the benefits of having more energy-efficient windows. The other thing is, once you give them a call, they give you the estimate, and they leave you alone. There's never any high pressure, and the reason is because Intercon's been doing this a long time. They've got a lot of satisfied customers. They know they have a good product at a good price, and they bring you quality service after the sale. So if your utility bills were more than you wanted them to be, don't face another year like that. Give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. It's going to be nicer today, 66 for our high temperature today with sunshine, 45 tonight. Then we'll be over 70 on Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday on New Year's Day, a little 20% chance of showers, maybe some clouds out there. A high of 63, and then about the same thing for Monday, maybe a little cooler. So really nice as far as the temps are concerned this weekend. Humidity's 86% right now. Got a few clouds out there, and there is some fog, so be aware of that, and we have 40 degrees. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Liberals in the UK have come up with a new term, and I predict it'll find its way over here. The term under-occupied homes, referring to households in which the kids have all grown, leaving behind vacant rooms. The Labour Party, liberals over there, are backing a new study advocating older people in their 60s be taxed into giving up their under-occupied homes and downsized into smaller living quarters, so younger generations can sink their mitts into the bigger houses which they deserve. The study was conducted by a leftist think tank, the Intergenerational Foundation, and it is titled, get this, Hoarding of Housing. It says, while younger families are increasingly being squeezed into small flats and undersized houses, older people are often rattling around in big houses with many bedrooms standing empty, often for years. The report's co-author, Matthew Griffins, goes on to say that it's perfectly understandable. Retirees cling to their homes, even though those homes have outlived their usefulness. But there are profound social consequences of their actions which are now causing real problems in a country where new house building is almost non-existent. In other words, older people should leave on their own or be taxed out of their homes so that younger generations can plop their behinds into the bigger houses which they deserve. Simply because they were born, you see. Suggestion for the Labor Party. If retirees won't leave voluntarily or submit to higher taxes, try instituting death panels. Liberals love those.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we enter the primary season, there's one primary task that must be completed if you've not done so already, and that's get Carbonite Online Backup. Because whether you have a shiny new computer or one that's a few years old, a computer disaster could happen at any time. Every day, thousands of computers crash, they get infected with viruses, or they're just accidentally left behind in taxis and airplanes and secret places. But if you do as I've done and get Carbonite, your files will be backed up automatically and continually and stored securely off-site. And Carbonite makes it so easy to restore your backed up files. Unlimited backup for your PC or Mac is just $59 a year. And Carbonite also has an affordable plan that'll back up all the computers at your small business. Start your free trial at Carbonite.com. Use the offer code RUSH. And you'll get 2 bonus months if you decide to buy. Not if, when you decide to buy. Carbonite.com, and the offer code for 2 bonus months is RUSH.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 3 consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTNW News Time is 7:30. It is 43 degrees right now at the studios on our way to a high today in the mid-60s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. An estimated 1,000 people won't be able to continue receiving vaccinations from Brazos County. The health department's Julie Anderson says that's to meet new state regulations that comply with the Centers for Disease Control.
This is just kind of to meet budgetary cutbacks that are coming and to realign with the federal definition of what underinsured meant.
While the health department has an ample supply, as of January 1st, immunizations can only go to those without any health insurance and children covered by Medicaid and the CHIP program. There are 2 exceptions. Anderson says one involves college students getting immunized for meningitis.
We know that people are trying to get back into school, and we did not want to confuse the issue about meningitis and the meningitis vaccine, that you're still able to get that here as long as our doses hold out. And right now we have, I'd say, about 65 doses left.
Flu immunizations are also available to everyone because those vaccines were purchased with county money. The fatal Christmas Day fire in Connecticut is sparking safety warnings about dealing with fireplace embers.
Fire officials in Stamford, Connecticut say that it was a bag of fireplace ashes left behind a home that ignited a house fire an hour later, killing 3 children and their grandparents. And it happened again Tuesday in Burlington, Vermont. Hot fireplace ashes in a paper bag placed on a back porch, starting a house fire that could have killed University of Vermont men's basketball coach John Becker and his family, a passerby seeing the flames and waking the family in time. The Fire Safety Administration says nearly 12,000 fires annually begin this way. Homeowners urged to put fireplace ashes in a metal container well away from the house and have working smoke detectors. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Police say they believe a man who killed 6 family members in a Christmas Day shooting at a Metroplex apartment attempted to stage the scene by placing one of the guns used in the hand of his deceased brother-in-law. That was before the man killed himself. Grapevine police say evidence shows 56-year-old Aziz Yazdan Pana was the only one to fire the 2 weapons found at the scene. A gun was also found in his hand. Yazdan Panah's brother-in-law was shot multiple times. Authorities say Yazdan Panah also killed his estranged wife, their two teenage children, his wife's sister, and his niece. If you can't beat them, join them. And if you can't join them, sue them. Governor Rick Perry has filed a federal lawsuit against the state of Virginia because he and five other Republican candidates did not qualify to get on the ballot there.
Only Mitt Romney and Ron Paul were certified to be on the ballot. Anita Kumar covers Virginia politics for the Washington Post and says Virginia has one of the highest bars to get on the ballot.
It's not only 10,000 signatures, but you need 400 in each of the 11 congressional districts within that 10,000. So you have to have some people on the ground. You have to have organization.
Newt Gingrich and Rick Perry's campaign didn't get enough signatures, and Perry has filed a federal suit. Rick Santorum, Michelle Bachmann, and John Huntsman didn't even submit signatures. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
A federal judge has rejected a request by disgraced financier Alan Stanford that his trial be postponed. Judge David Hittner's ruling denied a motion by Stanford's attorneys for a continuance until April. The ruling means jury selection will begin in Houston January 23rd. Stanford has been jailed since being charged in 2009 with bilking investors out of $7 billion in a massive Ponzi scheme. A new opinion from the Department of Justice could open the door for states to sell lottery tickets online, and that's not all.
The Wire Act of 1961 has kept states from selling virtual lottery tickets online. It's also used in most online gambling cases. But the Justice Department is now revising its stance on that law, saying it only applies to sports betting. Lotteries do not fall under it. New York, Illinois, and California are already looking at selling lottery tickets online. No response yet from the Texas Lottery Commission. There's also speculation that this could open the door for states to offer online poker as part of their lottery. Emily Troub, TSN News.
City officials say College Station's first annual Christmas at the Creek was a big success. Recreation Supervisor Sheila Walker says it was hard to move the event from Central Park, but if you'd like to take a stroll down memory lane, displays at the park are still up to enjoy.
Those will be on every night from 6 to 11 throughout the month.
Walker says the lights at Wolfpin Creek will also be up through the weekend, so even though Christmas is over, the year holidays don't have to be. And a new poll finds Americans are hopeful that 2012 will be a positive year for their families and the country after a mostly forgettable 2011. The Associated Press GFK poll shows 62% are optimistic about what 2012 will bring for the nation. More, 78%, are hopeful about the year their family will have in 2012. Overall, 68% described 2011 as a bad year. More than twice as many as said it was good. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 43 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What if picking a doctor was as easy as using an app for iPhone? You could choose a physician, clinic, or ER close to your house. Find a family medicine doctor or choose a specialist. Read bios, evaluate experience, and check office hours. Even watch videos of doctors explaining their practice philosophy. Then click to call for an appointment and driving directions. Well, it is that easy with St. Joseph's free SJ Now app for iPhone. Download yours from the App Store today.
Looks like you're about to drop the ball. I'm listening.
My little New Year's Eve party has just tripled in size. Now I've got 20 minutes to turn two bottles of champagne into three cases.
Chill, my little case cadet. For Specs, Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods has over 10,000 fine wines and champagnes. So whether you need a bottle or a case, you'll be adding up savings as you count down the year. How goes your Auld Lang Syne now?
Specs' bountiful bubbly selection has filled all my friends' flutes with festively fizzy fermentations. Now the only drop ball is in Times Square.
You certainly put the champ in champagne. And with Specs' low prices, you'll be able to ring in the weekend all year long. You're welcome. Specs Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Cheers to savings.
Get your brightest, whitest smile this holiday season with Aaron's Family Dentistry for only $99. During the month of December, Aaron's Family Dentistry is providing their professional teeth whitening services for $99, normally $299. Aaron's Family Dentistry, formerly CarePlus Dental on Villa Maria, wants to brighten your smile with their December teeth whitening special.
Call 268-1407 and make your $99 teeth whitening appointment today. Visit aarensdds.com. That's A-R-E-N-T-S-D-D-S.com. Merry Christmas. and Happy New Year from Aaron's Family Dentistry.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38, Aransas Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Through today, our skies will stay mainly sunny. Our temperature for this afternoon climbing into the mid-60s. For tonight, clear skies and dropping down to about 40 to 45 degrees. It's nice here right on through the end of this week with mainly sunny skies continuing Friday. Temperatures a few degrees warmer, too, 65 to 70, upper 40s at night. And we're mostly sunny on Saturday, 68 to 73. Looks like fair and mild weather into New Year's Eve. I'm Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Part of the Aggies 2012 SEC football schedule involves three straight road games, three straight road Saturdays to the SEC West Country. We'll talk about the football schedule that was released yesterday and Aggie basketball tonight at Reed Arena. The Wonder Boys are coming. All that
yeah.
more coming up in sports.
The Wonder Boys
of Arkansas Tech.
Do you think the student body voted on that? I mean, it's kind of like the banana slugs. I mean, you know, they got a group of people together and let's go for Wonder Boys. The heck with tigers and bears and lions,
that's
oh my.
Right. That's right. We'll be the only Wonder Boys in the country.
Well, yeah. And their girls' teams are like the Golden Sun.
Oh, really?
Also, yeah. they didn't go with Wonder Girls.
They didn't play along.
No.
So have you seen their uniforms? Does it say boys on it? Or?
No, it just says Tech. Oh. Nothing about their logos or their uniforms that I've seen indicates that they are proud to be known as the Wonder Boys.
Well, it could well be that the uniform salesman was coming through, and he said, you know, it's going to this uniform's going to cost you $82. And, you know, the athletic director kind of rubbed his chin. He went, well, have you got anything that's possibly more affordable? To which the guy goes, well, we've got this model here that's kind of a generic. It says Tech.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Let me have that one.
We'll go with that.
Yeah,
we're good.
Tech.
Yeah. What are your school colors? Whatever you got.
Whatever. Yeah. That's right. We can make a change. It's not a big deal.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Got that.
That's right. What do you got in stock? Yeah.
Got that going for you. All right. Quick lesson on how not to rob a bank. John Robin Whittle allegedly stopped off for a beer before heading over to the Port Richey, Florida Wells Fargo Bank. Ossifer said that the 52-year-old Mr. Whittle demanded cash from the teller at the bank. I have a gub. Then returned to the bar to finish off his beer. Officers arrested Mr. Whittle at the bar 10 minutes after he had fled the financial institution, currently being held on $10,000 bond and been charged with criminal stupidity.
Criminal? It's a crime to be stupid?
Yes.
Criminal.
Yes,
yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And again, I'm guessing it's the holiday season, and so there's no other strange news except coming from Florida. So more from the Sunshine State.
Mm-hmm.
Florida man accused of stealing a chicken dinner. Racked up a few extra charges along the way. That would be one Matthew Edward Perry, he's 46 years old.
Accused Falling of on hard times since Friends went on.
Yeah, really. That's, yeah. Well, once again, you know, couldn't ever sell the pilot. Accused of hurling his stolen poultry product at the off-duty deputy. The deputy in question trying to detain Mark after a store manager spotted him making off with said chicken. Witnesses said the chicken bandit had been hiding the bird under his clothes.
Ah, yeah. They'll catch you every time.
Well, again, because there's not cold weather in parts of Florida, you know, it may have been just maybe a, you know, kind of a beach shirt that he had on. You can see the grease stain coming through. Anyway, when he saw the officers were chasing him, he started pulling chicken parts off and throwing them at the officer.
Chicken parts.
Well, wings and legs and thighs, oh my. Perry was arrested for misdemeanor theft. The manager of the store said he spotted Perry the day before stealing beer. Well, why didn't he stop him then?
Well,
the beer wasn't a big deal. It's the chicken. No,
I guess so.
The chicken was the straw that broke the camel's back, if you will.
Maybe he's sharing the beer.
Who among us has not spent time in a parking lot strapping our beloved bundles of joy into a car seat?
I've done that.
Under all kinds of weather, all kinds of conditions, blocking as many adjacent parking places as possible so that you can open the door and put your little bundle into their car seat.
Sure.
And who among us has not celebrated that day when no longer does our child have to be in the car seat? You know what I'm saying?
Well, in Texas, that's like 8 years.
Well, see,
right?
under California's old law, many 6- and 7-year-olds, and there are nearly 1.1 million of them in the state, proudly graduated out of their car seats to big kid status on their 6th birthdays. And all was well.
Yeah.
Until, a few days from now when January 1 rolls around and they're changing the law in California.
You got to go back into the car seats?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Now, are they car?
Yes, where a child must use car seats until the age of 8 years old or 4 feet 9 inches tall.
Which is like what it is in Texas,
isn't it? Yeah, right now it's 6 years and 60 pounds. So how are you going to get that little munchkin back into the car seat?
Is it a car seat or a booster seat?
Well, it says they got to be in a booster seat. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, again, how's that going to work out for you? Let us know how happy your youngin will be about that.
After they've gone, what, like 2 years out of it or something
in
like
in some
that?
Cases, sure, it could be, yeah. So once again, the Einsteins in California and the legislature have decided that, that's the way it's going to be.
Well, you see, I think it's too old. The Texas law. I think 8 years old and what is how many inches is it? Whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it happens to be.
Yeah, I mean, I disagree with the law. I mean, I think about soccer moms who pick up a lot of kids to go to soccer practice.
Sure. Yep.
Or something like that. By law, if they pick up in their minivan 6 kids, they got to have every one of them in a booster seat.
And again, getting them back into it after they changed it could be.
Right.
Okay, well, I tried to save this for as long as I could, but I think it's our responsibility that we let folks know that Earth is under attack once again.
Oh, no.
Not the Earth. Yeah, the Earth is under attack.
By bad people?
By aliens.
Oh, well.
No, I mean, by people from another planet, apparently.
Wow. We got, we could put Bruce Willis on that.
That's right. Somehow, some way.
Yeah, any number of grumpy old men that need work.
Yeah. Once again, I don't know how, but Weekly World News has gotten this story. And nobody else has reported it yet.
Except us. We're about to.
Alien balls are falling all across the United States. According to Weekly World News, NASA and UN have confirmed that alien balls are flying in here from the planet Zeba.
Zeba,
yes.
When you say alien balls, are we like sports balls?
Well, no, they're actually...
balls of aliens?
Yeah, it's a little ball. The balls are made of some unknown metal alloy that are hollow and appear to consist of two halves that have been joined together. They weigh 10 to 20 pounds and have been found all across the country this week.
Where?
I don't know. It says 10,000 so far, and it says there have been another 5,000 in Africa. Because we know the Weekly World News has a bureau in Africa.
Yeah, they have correspondents everywhere.
Of course.
Well, if there's 10,000, I mean, one surely, dropped in a McDonald's parking lot or something.
Don't call me Shirley. No, actually, all the pictures they have, they show them. They did show one that I saw on the street. One set of experts on the UN panel on extraterrestrials said that the balls are, quote, clearly from spaceships from planet Zeba. We recognize the markings on the ball, and they're clearly Zeban.
License plates.
Okay, there's somebody from the UN who is being paid 70% of it from our money, because that's about how much we put into it. And he or she is telling us that these space balls are coming from Zeba. But another set of experts says the Zebans may be sending a message to the aliens from the planet Gutan, who are hostile. And they are here to attack humans. See, the Zebans may be coming here to defend us against Guten attack.
I'm going with that story. I'm a Zeban guy.
You're a Zeban kind of guy.
I think they're on our side.
Yeah, of course they are.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So as you're at the checkout stand today, well, unless you get it mailed to your house, and I don't know who doesn't, the Weekly World News has stories and pictures of the alien balls.
Pictures of these balls?
Yes, falling from the planet Zeba. Okay.
Well, 10,000.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
As you say, would seem like there might be one that would have fallen, like in Booger County or something.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, and I'm toying with the notion of whether or not I should, play anything from the movie Spaceballs right now.
Best that we not go there.
Probably not. No.
Get incredible year-end sale prices at Star Furniture. Plus, take an extra 15% off everything, plus free financing. See store for details. The end of year event.
Nothing yet.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
In recent decades, global overpopulation has become a prominent topic within certain circles of academia and the media. But what if it's not really true? This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. As the reasoning goes, our globe recently surpassed 7 billion people, and the Earth cannot sustain such a large and ever-growing population. Our cities are dangerously overcrowded, and poverty and starvation are rampant. But are the world's ills really a result of too many people? Catastrophic predictions about the depletion of our world's resources are grossly overstated. According to the data, the world's population is nearly triple what those predictions warned would lead to our demise. The numbers indicate that the world's production of food is substantially more than the needs of the global population. In fact, research shows that famine is often not a result of too many mouths to feed, but tyrannical governments that refuse to allow aid and medicine to those in need. Not only are fears of overpopulation refuted by the data, but discussions surrounding this issue offer the same disturbing solution: population control. The consequences of such ideas should concern everyone. A more holistic answer is to cultivate effective distribution systems for our world's plentiful resources. Certainly, reason dictates that we support abstinence to avoid pregnancies outside of the context of marriage, but children ought to be viewed as a blessing, not as a blight on the Earth's resources. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. But now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer. You'll get 24-hour protection and no charge for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. That's 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total amount $12.95.64. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232. That's 1-888-987-3232.
One more time, good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at your sports on this Thursday. The Aggie basketball team, it's been a week since they played their last game, since that 7-point loss to the Rice Owls at Reed Arena. A&M should start a brand new home non-conference winning streak tonight. It's their final non-league game of the year when they host Arkansas Tech. That's a division school out of Russellville. They call themselves the Wonder Boys. The Aggies have to get some momentum and a good feeling going, as on Monday, they will open Big 12 play on the road at Waco with 6th-ranked Baylor. The Bears, by the way, held on to beat 14th-ranked Mississippi State 54-52 last night in Dallas, and they stay undefeated. They are 13-0. We'll broadcast the game tonight right here on 1620 with the pregame at 6:30 and the tip at 7 o'clock. Coach Billy Kennedy talks about what they have to do to get back on the right track.
We've got to get better at some of the little things, and it starts in practice with having practice habits where we can guys can get through a whole practice with the defensive intensity and effort that we want them to.
The 10th-ranked A&M women are back from their break tomorrow night when they host McNeese State at 7 at Reed. It'll be their final non-conference game before starting league play next Wednesday at Kansas State. Speaking of basketball, high school basketball, the McDonald's All-Star Girls Basketball Tournament started yesterday with games in four gyms. A&M Consolidated went 2-0 with wins over Pasadena Memorial and Booker T. Washington. The Rutter girls won both their games over Corpus Christi Ray and Anderson. The Bryan girls lost to Sam Houston and to Kingwood. The tournament continues today and tomorrow. Well, there's been a lot of anticipation this year during the Texas A&M football season. Back in September, there was the anticipation of getting the final word that the Aggies were moving to the SEC. After Mike Sherman was let go, there was the anticipation of hiring the new coach, and Kevin Sumlin was hired. And then for the last week, it's the anticipation of the schedule being announced for the Southeastern Conference, and that happened yesterday morning. And the Aggies will get into the SEC waters quickly on September the 8th at Kyle Field. They'll host the Florida Gators. That'll be after the season opener September the 1st, a non-conference game with McNeese State. There's either going to be three or four SEC games at Kyle Field for the Aggies. Now, why is that uncertain? Because the site for the Arkansas game has been labeled to be determined, meaning that there is something to the rumors that the game could be leaving Cowboy Stadium after 3 years there and become a home-and-home series. If it does, A&M would host the Razorbacks in 2012 on September the 29th. The two other home SEC games for sure will be on October the 20th with LSU. They, of course, could be the defending national champion at the time if they beat Alabama. And with fellow SEC rookie member Missouri on November the 24th. Yeah, the Tigers are coming back to Kyle Field for a third year in a row and looking for their third straight win at Kyle Field, too. Now, on the road, A&M is going to go play Ole Miss on October the 6th, and then they start a run of three straight Saturdays in the SEC West on the road at Auburn October 27th, the next Saturday at Mississippi State, and the next one in Tuscaloosa with Alabama. The only other non-conference game scheduled so far, other than McNeese, would be September the 15th at SMU. Another non-conference home game will be scheduled September the 22nd. Then October the 13th and November 17th, one of those dates will be a fourth non-league game, and the other will be an open date. You can see the entire 2012 A&M schedule that's released so far on our website at WTAW.com. Meanwhile, the Aggies are continuing practice in Houston for Saturday's Meineke Car Care Bowl of Texas. The media gathered around one interested bystander yesterday, incoming coach Kevin Sumlin. He was asked about not coaching either A&M or Houston in the bowl game.
You know, the ability for these guys to have continuity, to play in the bowl game, have a chance to win. For me to come in and try to coach in 2 weeks, the same thing at the University of Houston. I think continuity is important for both people and both teams, and that's what really has worked out.
Sumlin was also asked about the progress of putting a staff together. He said, look for an announcement next week.
To be honest with you, I think, you know, there really hadn't been any hurry. From a recruiting standpoint, I think we've been able to obviously hold our class together through that last week or two. That was really my main goal, to get to Christmas. We're in a dead period now. And, you know, I would say I don't want to go to the convention with a whole bunch of jobs that anybody's ever been to the football convention. I would say that the majority of the staff will be named probably the week after next week. So probably somewhere between the second and the sixth.
The Aggies and Northwestern kick off a little after 11 on Saturday at Reliance Stadium, a game you'll be able to hear right here on 1620. The Aggie football team will wear a special decal on their helmet Saturday in tribute to their teammate Joey Villavicencio, who was killed 8 days ago in that auto accident on FM 39 as he was going home for Christmas break. The decal was designed by A&M equipment manager Matt Watson and is a rectangular sticker that simply has number 67, Joey V, and the ATM logo. Northwestern will also wear the decal on their helmet. You can see a photo of the tribute decal on our website at WTAW.com. Two more bowl games yesterday. The Texas Longhorns won 21-10 over Cal. Quarterback David Ash threw for a TD and caught a TD pass from receiver Jackson Shipley. UT finishes at 8-5, and the Big 12 goes to 2-0 in the eight bowl games so far. Earlier, it was a score fest as Toledo beat Air Force 42-41 when Air Force went for 2 points and the win after scoring with less than a minute to play. The ball was fumbled on the try, and Toledo won it. Two more bowl games today. First at 4:30, the Champs Sports Bowl in Orlando, a sellout to watch Florida State play Notre Dame. Then at 8 tonight, RG3, Robert Griffin, leads Baylor against Washington in the Alamo Bowl in San Antonio. Tomorrow there are four bowl games. At 11 o'clock, it'll be the Armed Forces Bowl in Dallas, Tulsa meeting BYU. At 2:30, the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium with Rutgers meeting Iowa State. At 5:40, the Music City Bowl in Nashville, Mississippi State and Wake Forest. And at 9 o'clock, the Insight Bowl at Tempe, Oklahoma, meeting Iowa. And that's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville at 757. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's a big sale at Half Price Books.
Hurry to Half Price Books' biggest sale of the season. The extra 20% off everything sale going on now. But it all ends Friday, so don't miss it. Find out more at hpb.com.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books.
It's the new year at Normandy Tractor with the largest Kubota rebates ever. Zero down payment, 0% financing, free delivery, trade-in opportunities, and a 3-year warranty. You just can't go wrong at Normandy Tractor. Buy a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor now with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 cash, or finance it for only $217 per month. Be sure to check out the new Kubota MX5100F, 52-horsepower tractor with Kubota front-end loader, only $18,795 or $263 a month. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find the biggest end-of-the-season inventory reduction sale on all Kubota riding lawnmowers. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, buy from Normandy Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
This is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you.
Give them a call or visit csmedcenter.com. Here's our weather for today. It's foggy out there right now, so make plans for that. 66 for a high today, 45 tonight, about 70 tomorrow and on Saturday. 40 degrees right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Falling in some polls, Newt Gingrich hopes this lifts him back up in Iowa 5 days before Republicans caucus.
We have Art Laffer, who in many ways was the father of Reaganomics, created millions and millions of new jobs, and Art's coming to Iowa today to endorse me.
This as Ron Paul also gets some new support from a one-time rival. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Des Moines.
Yeah, Dave, it was a spirited Ron Paul rally yesterday in which Iowa State Senator Kent Sorensen pledged his help.
I'm going to do everything I can the next few days to help in Iowa and beyond. And we're going to take Ron Paul all the way to the White House 2012.
Thing is, for the past year, Sorensen's been on Michelle Bachmann's Iowa team. He was even at one of her events yesterday morning before changing sides. Bachmann says Sorensen sold out for more money, but one of her other top Iowa backers defended Sorensen, saying he switched for principle, not money. Dave.
Rich Rubin, Jorge Jurado, goes to court in California today to face an attempted murder charge. He's the 19-year-old accused of shooting a wounded Afghanistan war vet at Christopher Sullivan's welcome home party Friday. Sullivan's now paralyzed from the neck down. NATO has lost two more troops in Afghanistan.
The coalition said in a statement a man wearing Afghan army uniform shot dead the two French soldiers in eastern Afghanistan. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack, which they said had targeted the French troops in Kapisa province. The militant group said the man who carried out the attack was killed. Meanwhile, a roadside bomb has killed 10 Afghan police officers in Helmand province. In Kabul, David Piper, Fox News Radio.
Just 4 months after Hurricane Irene hits and flooded areas up and down the East Coast, hard-hit Vermont will reopen the last highway rebuild after being washed away during the storm. That cut a dozen towns off. A little jump back up in unemployment. First-time jobless claims rose to 381,000 last week. That's up 15,000, the first increase in 4 weeks. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, for a man age 45, non-tobacco user, it's $1 million of coverage and $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-862-8376. That's 1-800-862-8376. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters at 1-800-862-8376 or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-862-8376. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
The seasons are changing, and so are the specials at Rattler's convenience stores. Need a quick breakfast? Grab any pastry with Rattler's in-store 25-cent off coupon and get on your way. Thirsty? Buy any 2 2-liter sodas and get one free. A little cold beer for all the games? Then you'll love the $19.99 a case price for all the Bud, Miller, and Coors family of beers. Rattler's convenience stores. Friendly, clean, Texan.
Hi, I'm Joey Perez, PGA golf professional at Bluebonnet Country Golf Course just outside of Navasota. The seasons are changing and so are things at Bluebonnet. Our bunker renovation is now 70% complete. New carts are on the way. We have a washer pit to enjoy after your round. Visit Bluebonnet Monday through Thursday anytime, Friday through Sunday after 12 p.m. for our Buck a Hole special. 18 holes of golf for only $18 plus tax. Please mention the Buck a Hole special when you call to book your tee time. Call Bluebonnet at 936-894-2207 to reserve your tee time.
Wait! Stop the countdown! The new year can't begin until we sell all remaining 2011s at Sterling Auto Group. All remaining 2011 inventory must go to avoid huge expenses next year. Get the lowest price of the year on every new vehicle in stock. Plus, Sterling Auto wants your trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. And only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. Plus, get huge savings on all 2012 models, like the award-winning 2012 Kia Optima with zero down, just $229 per month. We have the area's best selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, like a 2011 Chevy Aveo with zero down, just $169 per month. Get up to $10,000 off all remaining 2011 GMC Sierras, or get 0% APR for 72 months. Sterling Auto Group, we make it easy. 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or click sterlingautogroup.net. On select vehicles with approved credit, 36-month lease with zero due at signing, plus TT&L and fees. Zero APR, $1389 per thousand financed, all incentives to dealer.
WTAW News Time, 8:05, 43 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid-60s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A last-minute agreement between the Centers for Disease Control and the state of Texas means fewer people can receive vaccinations through local health departments. Julie Anderson of the Brazos County Health Department says the new restrictions begin January 1st and affect an estimated 1,000 clients.
They are saying now that children who do have health insurance, privately held health insurance, need to return to their primary care physician and not report to the Brazos County Health Department or any local health department.
The ban covers those with any level of private health insurance. Anderson says there are two exceptions. One involves flu immunization, since those vaccines were purchased with county money.
Children 6 months and all the way through adulthood can still come to the health department for their flu vaccine, and that's $20.
The other exception is for college students who, regardless of insurance, can still receive a meningitis vaccination through the end of January. Understanding state taxes can be a daunting task for business owners. That's why the Texas Comptroller's Office is offering free assistance.
If nothing more than peace of mind, business owners might be interested in attending one of 16 free tax seminars being offered in the coming weeks. RJ DeSilva with the Comptroller's Office says they offer answers to a variety of questions.
Things like filling out sales tax forms for new business owners, and a lot of times business owners want to find out how to easily pay their taxes electronically. So it runs the gamut in terms of the different types of questions that we answer.
Now, the seminars are scheduled all over the state and they're free. Check the state comptroller's website for a complete list of locations and dates. In Austin, Barbara McCarley, TSN News.
The Bryan office of the state controller is hosting its tax seminar January 11th in Giddings. Police say further review of the 911 call from a suburban Dallas apartment where seven people were found shot to death Christmas morning reveals someone saying, "Help," and "I'm shooting people." Grapevine police say those words couldn't be heard by the dispatcher Sunday, but were audible when investigators used a different software system to listen to the tape. Police initially thought no one spoke during the call, which prompted police and firefighters to go to the apartment. Police believe the caller is the alleged gunman, Aziz Yazdanpanah, and that he made the call after shooting his estranged wife, their two children, and three other family members before killing himself. Texas is the second most dangerous state for police officers, and the numbers are up again.
The number of officers killed in the line of duty is up for the second straight year.
Unfortunately, Texas, just about year in and year out, was near the top of the list when it comes to law enforcement fatalities. Texas, with more than 1,600 law enforcement fatalities throughout history, leads the nation in that category.
Craig Floyd with the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund says 173 federal, state, and local officers died on the job in 2011, and Texas was second behind Florida with 13 deaths. He says one of the reasons the numbers are up across the country is budget cuts. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Texas has reached an $84 million settlement with a prescription drug maker convicted of inflating drug prices to the Medicaid program. State Attorney General Greg Abbott says the agreement averts lengthy appeals after a Travis County jury verdict in February. Prosecutors argued Actavis inaccurately reported its prices, leading Medicaid to overpay pharmacies. About $30 million of the settlement gets returned to the Texas Treasury after legal fees and federal reimbursements. Two prominent Texans are competing in the Iowa caucus January 3rd, but they're headed in completely opposite directions.
Congressman Ron Paul is on the way up, Governor Rick Perry on the way down, according to polls ahead of the Iowa caucus. UTA political scientist Alan Sachs says Perry's recent strengthening of his position on abortion is a last-ditch effort to make him seem more conservative, but he says it won't work.
He still may have some money where he can maybe try to last for a couple of more primary states, and I think he really wanted this so badly that he's not going to drop out until probably the very last penny is spent.
Sachs says Paul looks primed to actually win the race because of the state's libertarian streak and its tradition of going for the underdog. Austin York, TSN News.
And growing up, the worst day of the year tends to be the day after Christmas because it means another year before Santa Claus returns. But the city of College Station is keeping the holidays alive with their lighting displays, which will be up at Wolfpin Creek through the end of the month.
Now, we're going to leave the lights on. You know, the major part of the park will be lit throughout the month. We'll light up all of the specialty displays each weekend until New Year's.
The city's recreation supervisor, Sheila Walker, also says the lighting displays at Central Park will stay up through the weekend for people to enjoy. WTAW News Time is 8:10, 43 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. At Pioneer Steel, we provide the highest quality products for your structural steel, pipe, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary, or number two material. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic, number one sheet metal, and new structural pipe with written manufacturer-backed warranties. Ask our competition if they provide the same.
Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:11 on Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Through today, our skies will stay mainly sunny. Our temperature for this afternoon climbing into the mid-60s. For tonight, clear skies and dropping down to about 40 to 45 degrees. It's nice here right on through the end of this week with mainly sunny skies continuing Friday. Temperatures a few degrees warmer, too, 65 to 70, upper 40s at night. And we're mostly sunny on Saturday, 68 to 73. Looks like fair and mild weather into New Year's Eve. I'm Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. There you go. That's it. And it is. It's foggy outside.
Still? Really?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's getting lighter.
Yeah, well.
So we were talking earlier this morning about, I think we were talking off the air about Jay Moore had been on our sports talk station.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for Roman.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he was talking about funniest bits on Saturday Night Live, and we were talking about Chris Farley and... Remember when he interviewed Paul McCartney?
Yeah.
Remember when he...
I mean, everyone knows who you are. You're Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great to be here. You remember when? Remember when you were with the Beatles? That was awesome.
Yeah.
Remember when you were with the Beatles?
Yeah.
Well, it's good.
It is. All right. So anyhow, upstate New York man is in county jail, charged with stealing a Greyhound bus. So he can attend a Prince Christmas party 70 miles away.
Well, you
I guess it wasn't the bus leaving when he was ready to leave, right?
That's right.
So you just go into the depot and you grab your bus
and
call it good.
Yeah, you can parallel park somewhere.
39-year-old Andrew Hickey boarded the empty bus, which was running, and just pulled out of the station. It was running. I guess they're getting the heater going in there, and, you know. Because upstate New York's probably a little chilly about this time of year.
Sure it is.
Anyhow, never got to his friend's house. Shockingly, they have these GPS units in the buses to track them, you know. And they were able to disable it and notify police. I wonder if the door opener doesn't work if somebody's stolen the bus and they disable it on the side of the road. And did he get it off the side of the road? Is it on the shoulder? And was he trapped in the bus so that when the officers got there, he was just waiting on them? Once again, Andrew Hickey, a nice job. So, slow news day yesterday. That's why we got the story today that the actress who is suing InternetMovieDatabase.com because it listed her real birth date, she's saying because it listed her real birth date, she's not getting jobs anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, the judge kind of did her one better. He said, "Hun, if you're going to sue them, you're going to have to tell everybody what your name is." So she's not happy about that. U.S. District Judge in San Antonio named Marsha Peachman said that she believes the stigma wasn't as severe as the unnamed actress believes, so she'll have to reveal her name in the suit to proceed. The actress lives in Texas. You think Sandra Bullock?
Maybe.
I guess there could be other actresses besides Sandra Bullock who live in Texas, but there you go. Well, we kind of alluded to this earlier this morning. We hope you saw the funeral services for Kim Jong.
I was glued to the set.
Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Kim Jong the second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As he went through the streets of Pyongyang yesterday.
Yeah, he's not Ronri anymore.
And as mentioned, ahead of him was this, I don't know, giant poster that had to be, what, eight by five or so, eight feet tall, five feet wide, something like that.
Heck of a drag on that driver.
It was, and fortunately, he didn't have to go fast. And fortunately, there wasn't a blizzard. It had been snowing there. But it's kind of interesting because apparently, as we made mention, too, the hearse that carried him was actually a 35-year-old Lincoln Continental that had been made in Detroit, considering what they think of us. And also note that it appeared that North Korean state television did not have enough cameras to cover the entire funeral procession. After about 20 minutes, the channel cut to interviews and mourners and then came back with more of the procession. Though one observer said, I guess before he disappeared, that the light in the sky got brighter on the TV as evening approached outside, suggesting that some of those shots might not have been live.
Uh-oh, yeah, we won't hear from him again.
Yeah, if he's a North Korean, yeah, we've heard the last of him. And then again, apparently this morning, Kim Jong-un, is that his name?
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
Little baby-faced guy.
He's a little fat kid who's a gamer, and I forget who he wants. He wants some...
Eric Clapton.
That's it. Is it Eric Clapton to come over there? I couldn't remember if it was Eric Clapton or somebody else. Anyway, he apparently was introduced as the supreme leader of North Korea.
Ah, one of the Supremes.
At least for now. And that means that he's not only takes care of that, he's in charge of the military as well. And so he is, at least for now, the supreme leader in North Korea.
Well.
Be fine.
Well, that's okay. They can wail over that.
Yeah. New social media survey from Nielsen McKinsey about Facebook says most of us still friend people we know in real life. Some 82% of the people just go that deep, although another 60% connect with mutual friends. The average Facebook user, by the way, has how many friends, you think? Average Facebook user.
I'd say
within 25. Get it within 25.
I'm going to say 80.
Okay.
Chase? I'll say 400.
229.
Oh, golly, well, I...
But you're old.
I'll bring that down.
But you're old.
That's right. Most of my friends are dead.
I mean, you think of me and you're going, ah, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
Uh-huh. Can't friend him because he didn't even do that. Uh-huh. There are a small percentage who friend everyone who asks, 7% as a matter of fact, and who only friend people because of how they are physically attractive as far as they're concerned.
That's what I look for.
That's it. If you know them in real life, you friend them. 82% say that. 60% say they do it through mutual friends. 11% because of business networking. Those are the real ones. Now let's go to shallow. Physical attractiveness, 8%. Quality of photo, 7%. Their number of friends, 4%. So somebody friends you, you can tell how many friends they have. Is that the way that works?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, that's part of your that's part of your public profile.
Oh, yeah, let me do that because they're popular.
That's
They've
right.
got a lot of friends. Hello?
Yesterday, the show host and the station manager questioned the veracity of my story concerning the number of commercials at the movie theater.
That's correct.
No, we didn't question the number of commercials. We questioned when the commercials happened.
Okay, well, I went yesterday and conducted a social experiment.
What does that mean?
You went to the movies again?
I took my stopwatch. I counted.
Wait, don't you have a show to do?
No, heck no. It's holidays. I don't have any show.
All right.
So the movie started at 4 o'clock. That's when all of the, you know, pre-little show with that little bleach, you know, haired guy and whatever they call it. So 4 o'clock is the movie time, okay?
4 o'clock. Uh-huh.
4 o'clock. So they say, here we go. So I counted 20 commercials, 20, including PSAs and including the final one for how great the digital, you know, movie is.
Yeah.
Okay, so that took 10 and a half minutes.
Okay.
All right, at 4:10 and a half, the movie trailers started.
Okay.
There were 5 of those.
Okay.
That took 10 minutes. Okay. All right. Oh, and then I'm including the turn off the cell phone, so they don't have one of those. They did one at the end of the commercial break. They did another at the end of the trailer break, and then they did a commercial for their D-Box with the seats that shake.
Okay.
All right, so at 4:22 and a half, the movie started.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
4:22 and a half.
Got it.
So,
I think what they had said yesterday is that you were contending that there were actually commercials before the published start time.
No, after the.
Oh, did
no,
you say
I
after?
No, I contended it was after the published start time, and I was absolutely correct.
Did you happen to, yesterday, how many people were in the theater with you?
Actually, it was fairly full because we went to see the Sherlock Holmes movie.
Okay, so after the first one, did you go, that's one!
Now, I was counting out loud to my wife, though. I'm sure the people behind me were annoyed.
Yeah. They had to like that. Okay, so now what did you see the other day that had so many commercials?
War Horse.
What did you think of that?
I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Spielberg. It was good.
It's Spielberg. Okay, yeah, and then you saw this thing. Now, I liked the first one.
This one is much darker than the first two. Is this the third one?
I don't know. This is the second one.
Okay, well, it's certainly darker and more violent than the first. You know, the first one was kind of cartoon violent
Right.
Not this one.
This is like Hangover, then, in other words.
I couldn't tell you about that.
Violent and darker.
Yes.
Okay, and did you see trailers for anything that looked interesting?
Men in Black 3 coming this
summer. Oh, don't tell me that'll be good.
The first two I've enjoyed.
Did they wheel Rip Torn back out?
I don't think Rip. You know, I didn't see Rip in this one.
All right, yeah.
Tommy Lee's got lots of makeup, though.
Yeah, well,
and hair color, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, and I think he snuck Al Gore in this one, his roommate.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Al's got nothing else to do. I don't think they do him in a 2-shot. I don't know if that'd work. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks.
Encouraging employment data. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Here's the latest hint the job market might be stabilizing. The number of people signing up to start collecting unemployment benefits is still below where it was earlier in the year, even though new claims rose in the last week. The Labor Department says new jobless claims jumped 15,000 last week, but the overall number has been below 400,000 for 4 weeks now. That suggests the economy is creating more jobs than it's losing. Futures are edging higher after the market lost quite a bit of ground yesterday. NASDAQ futures are up 6 points. S&P futures ahead by 3.5 points. Standard & Poor's is keeping an eye on Sears. It's put the stock on watch for a possible downgrade to junk territory. This follows Sears reporting slumping holiday sales and plans to close more than 100 Sears and Kmart stores. I'm Marcy Norton with the Dow Jones Money Report.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over 1 million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
Well, you know, I cast around like a lot of small business owners do to try to find the best value when I'm looking for services that are important to my business. And Suddenlink Business ended up being the winner far and away. Talk about the phone service, because Suddenlink Business phone service, unlimited, starting as low as $29.95, includes unlimited local and long-distance calling in the U.S., call waiting, caller ID, three-way caller, and a lot calling and a lot more. Plus, you get to keep the equipment that you've already purchased, and you get to keep your phone number, which is pretty important as well. But also find out about bundling specials that they have as well. But you can save, first of all, about 30% versus your phone company, and then when you bundle up your internet service with that, you can save even more. Let me say one thing. If you tried DSL, and I did, didn't work, because you get consistency with Suddenlink. The reliability of the internet has nothing to do with your proximity to Suddenlink's facilities. And if you've had DSL and tried it, you know what I'm talking about. You know what the charges are like as well. Plus, with Suddenlink, you have local dedicated officials, professionals who can help you make sure that your internet service is exactly what you need. Because you see, you can custom build it. The features that you need for your business you can have, and if you want to make a change to them, it just takes one phone call after you have the service established. So here's the number to call. It's a special number for Suddenlink Business Service. It's 903-939-7245, 903-939-7245. Have your current phone bill with you, and that way you can do a cost comparison. Business owners, you can save money by bundling services for your business. That's Suddenlink Business at 903-939-7245.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Hey, good morning. It's 826. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Go to csmedcenter.com to get more information. Fog's still out there, so kind of be aware of that. 66 for our high today, 45 for the low tonight under mostly clear skies. Then on Friday and Saturday, high temperatures right around 70 on New Year's Day. It's 63 for our high temperature, and sunshine in probably upper 50s as we start next week. Right now, humidity is 97%. Again, that fog out there, and we have 40 degrees.
For Frank Coachman of Bryan, it was indeed a culture shock when one minute he was a teenager working on the farm, the next marching among the 30-foot snowdrifts in Europe about to fight the Battle of the Bulge. December of 1944, and America's involvement in World War II was in its fourth winter. Rewind 7 months, Frank Coachman had just graduated from Stephen F. Austin. Uncle Sam was already calling. In fact, he needed a student deferment just to finish high school. Thought he was headed to Japan to fight the war, but his infantry unit was needed more in Europe, to battle Hitler's winter push.
A big change for me, especially the snow drifts that were 25 and 30 feet deep, because coming from Central Texas here, 1 or 2 inches of snow rarely in a period of time. 1 inch compared to 25 or 30 feet, a big change.
It wasn't long after arriving in Europe that his unit was placed under a new command.
The unit that I was in, the 79th Infantry Division, we were in Alsace at that time. That was my first venture into combat. We were traded to the British 21st Army Group up in the northern part of Luxembourg and Belgium and Holland. That was quite an experience, because that was a different command. It had a different structure and all. And you may want me to tell about having to sleep on the rooftop.
Yeah, indeed we do.
It was real cold. There was water for as far as the eye could see. And you don't have any place to sleep except in tree trunks or chimneys on rooftops. Or in my case, I slept on top of a canvas deuce and a half truck. And periodically, I'd scoop the water off the canvas, because the canvas held the water. But that was quite an experience.
Sometimes we don't really get a grasp of what it was like for the young men to go from the safe environment of home immediately into service in a foreign country. Frank Coachman certainly remembers.
Just coming from Brazos County, a small community, not having been associated with a lot of people, and getting into the Army and then being over there seeing new countryside for the first time ever in my life. I didn't even dream of that when I was in high school.
If you think you know Frank Coachman, you're probably right, because he was a ticket taker and head of the ushers at Kyle Field for most of his adult life until he retired from that job just a few years back. Next week, Frank Coachman will talk more about his service in Europe. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese and Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
There's a big sale at Half Price Books.
Hurry to Half Price Books' biggest sale of the season. The extra 20% off everything sale going on now. But it all ends Friday, so don't miss it. Find out more at hpb.com.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books.
Miss Natalie is a very practical kindergarten teacher.
Okay, children, in front of you is a circular saw with a diamond carbide blade. Kindergartners, put on your goggles, turn on your saw.
Jimmy, saw pointed down, please.
Miss Natalie learned that there are many jobs for electricians, plumbers, truck drivers, all kinds of tradespeople at AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Katie, stop that before someone loses a limb. Snack time!
We have jobs for all kinds of people. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
WTOW News Time is 8:31, 43 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid-60s. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. This final look at news for the morning brought to you by Masterpiece Framing, your local custom picture frame shop where you and your art are treated as a masterpiece. An estimated 1,000 people won't be able to continue receiving vaccinations from Brazos County. The health department's Julie Anderson says to meet new state regulations that comply with the Centers for Disease Control, some changes had to be made.
This is just kind of to meet budgetary cutbacks that are coming and to realign with the federal definition of what underinsured meant.
While the health department has an ample supply, as of January 1st, immunizations can go only to those without any health insurance and children covered by Medicaid and the CHIP program. There are two exceptions. Anderson says one involves college students getting immunized for meningitis.
We know that people are trying to get back into school, and we did not want to confuse the issue about meningitis and the meningitis vaccine, that you're still able to get that here as long as our doses hold out. And right now we have, I'd say, about 65 doses left.
Flu immunizations are also available to everyone because those vaccines were purchased with county money. The fatal Christmas Day fire in Connecticut is sparking safety warnings about dealing with fireplace embers.
Fire officials in Stamford, Connecticut say that it was a bag of fireplace ashes left behind a home that ignited a house fire an hour later, killing three children and their grandparents. And it happened again Tuesday in Burlington, Vermont. Hot fireplace ashes and a paper bag placed on a back porch, starting a house fire that could have killed University of Vermont men's basketball coach John Becker and his family, a passerby seeing the flames and waking the family in time. The Fire Safety Administration says nearly 12,000 fires annually begin this way. Homeowners urged to put fireplace ashes in a metal container well away from the house and have working smoke detectors. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Police say they believe a man who killed six family members in a Christmas Day shooting at a Metroplex apartment attempted to stage the scene by placing one of the guns used in the hand of his deceased brother-in-law before the man then killed himself. Grapevine police say evidence shows 56-year-old Aziz Yazdanpanah was the only one to fire the two weapons found at the scene. A gun was also found in his hand. Yazdanpanah's brother-in-law was shot multiple times. Authorities say Yazdanpanah also killed his estranged wife, their two children, his wife's sister, and his niece. If you can't beat them, join them. And if you can't join them, sue them. Governor Rick Perry has filed a federal lawsuit against the state of Virginia because he and five other Republican candidates didn't qualify to get on the ballot there.
Only Mitt Romney and Ron Paul were certified to be on the ballot. Anita Kumar covers Virginia politics for the Washington Post and says Virginia has one of the highest bars to get on the ballot.
It's not only 10,000 signatures, but you need 400 in each of the 11 congressional districts within that 10,000. So you have to have some people on the ground. You have to have organization.
Newt Gingrich and Rick Perry's campaign didn't get enough signatures, and Perry has filed a federal suit. Rick Santorum, Michelle Bachmann, and John Huntsman didn't even submit signatures. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
A federal judge has rejected a request by disgraced Texas financier Alan Stanford that his trial be postponed. Judge David Hittner's ruling denied a motion by Stanford's attorneys for a continuance until April. The ruling means jury selection will begin January 23rd. Stanford has been jailed since being charged in 2009 with bilking investors out of $7 billion in a massive Ponzi scheme. A new opinion from the Department of Justice could open the door for states to sell lottery tickets online, and that's not all.
The Wire Act of 1961 has kept states from selling virtual lottery tickets online. It's also used in most online gambling cases. But the Justice Department is now revising its stance on that law, saying it only applies to sports betting. Lotteries do not fall under it. New York, Illinois, and California are already looking at selling lottery tickets online. No response yet from the Texas Lottery Commission. There's also speculation that this could open the door for states to offer online poker as part of their lottery. Emily Trube, TSN News.
City officials say College Station's first annual Christmas at the Creek was a big success. Recreation Supervisor Sheila Walker says it was hard to move the event from Central Park, but if you'd like to take a stroll down memory lane, displays at the park are still up to enjoy.
Those will be on every night from 6 to 11 throughout the month.
Walker says the lights at Wolfpin Creek will also be up through the weekend, so even though Christmas is over, your holidays don't necessarily have to be. And a new poll finds Americans are hopeful that 2012 will be a positive year for their families and the country after a mostly forgettable 2011. The Associated Press GFK poll shows 62% are optimistic about what 2012 will bring for the nation. More, some 78%, are hopeful about the year their family will have in 2012. Overall, 68% described 2011 as a bad year. More than twice as many as said it was good. WTAW News Time coming up on 8:36, 43 degrees right now. This news brought to you by Masterpiece Framing. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you have artwork that needs framing, there's only one place you need to think about: Masterpiece Framing. Masterpiece Framing is a locally owned custom picture frame shop serving Bryan College Station. Masterpiece offers free initial consultation and will come to your home or business and offer free written estimates. They offer unique services including etching on mats or glass and creative custom design service. Masterpiece Framing, where you and your art are treated as masterpieces. Check them out at masterpieceframingbcs.com or call 450-1920.
Join the Texas A&M Health Science Center for academic convocation Friday, January 20th at 2 o'clock at Rutter Auditorium. We'll look at the opportunities ahead and recognize those who have made our institution a leader in healthcare, science, and research. We'll also honor Dr. Nancy W. Dickey's 10-year anniversary as president and enjoy food and dancing at a celebration gala that evening at Miramont Country Club. For information, call 436-9120.
At the end of the year, when the rest of the world has taken her easy,
You need a truck that never does. Ram 1500. With an available 390 horsepower Hemi V8 that gets up to 20 miles per gallon highway. And an unsurpassed 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. A truck that will deliver all year long. Come in now for the year's best deals at the Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep Big Finish event. Get $7,700 in total values on 2012 Ram 1500 Lone Star Crew Cabs during the Big Finish event. Values include $4,500 in cash allowances and $3,200 Lone Star package discount based on combined value of individual package items. Offer ends January 3rd, 2012. EPA estimated fuel economy 4x2. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty. Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:38. Let's do the Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
The weather is looking pretty good for the next several days as temperatures will warm up for today, mostly sunny skies, and it'll be a pleasant afternoon, middle 60s. For tonight, generally clear, dropping down to between 40 and 45 degrees. A few degrees milder on Friday, still mostly sunny too. High temperatures 65 to near 70. A few clouds tonight, 45 to 50. And we're looking good on Saturday, last day of the year, mostly sunny skies, 68 to 73. I'm Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Looking good. Mm-hmm. All right, there we go. Yeah, it should be pretty nice once this fog gets out of here today that we'll have pretty good temps for being outside doing stuff.
Yeah.
So I watched a little bit of this Baylor basketball team last night.
I watched some of that.
They're not bad.
No, they're pretty good. Mississippi State's pretty good, too, and it was a pretty good game. It came down to the end.
One of the statistics that they had, which, you know, just kind of flash under the screen, the football team from Baylor, the men's and the women's basketball teams, have combined for a 30-0 record since October.
Yeah. Yeah, what, 17-0 and 13-0?
Yeah, right now? So I don't know. But the other thing is, I don't know if we talked about it on the air or not, they were talking about Griffin winning the Heisman Trophy, and
right.
I don't know who the play-by-play man was, but he said my former football broadcasting partner, Bob Davey, told me,
that was probably Mark Jones then.
Okay.
Right.
He said, freshman year, he said, this guy will win the Heisman Trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he kudos out to him for that. And I think that we discussed, you talk about a guy who 2 weeks before the season was over wasn't within sniffing distance of this thing.
That's right.
Ends up winning it.
Yeah, beats Oklahoma and Texas on national TV, and there you go.
Which then brings the interesting question, how often do Heisman Trophy winners end up in bowl games outside of the big spotlight? The previous 20 recipients of college football's most prestigious award all played their bowl games on or after New Year's Day.
Yeah, how about that?
Which would figure
right.
You're going to be in a fairly very successful program in a fairly high-profile situation, but Robert Griffin will be playing in the Alamo Bowl,
right?
And that's not quite the same. Now, interestingly enough, a list of players who were Heisman winners who played in a December game the same season that they won the Heisman. First one to do that was in 1957 when a guy named John David Crow played with the Fighting Texas Aggies and lost to Tennessee in the Gator Bowl.
How about that?
And the last time that somebody won the Heisman Trophy and played in that same year in a bowl game also involved Texas A&M. It was a fellow named Ty Detmer.
Uh-huh.
Back in 1990. I don't remember what the score was, but I know the Aggies had 65 points. I don't know what.
BYU had 14.
Did they? Yeah.
And Ty Detmer left with a couple of dislocated shoulders.
He was basically wasn't playing anymore 5 years into the pros.
That's right.
One of those guys who didn't make it, but.
No, that's not correct.
No? Well, he was
he was pretty much a career backup, but he played a lot longer than 5 years.
Okay, but I mean, he was not a force after 5 years.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
But I remember watching that ball game. I mean, that was about as good as it gets in maroon and white back then.
You know what happened in that ball game that also happened in last night's ball game?
Huh?
The quarterback caught a touchdown pass.
Oh, is that right?
Remember Bucky Richardson caught the touchdown pass?
Yeah.
Yeah, he caught the touchdown pass from Darren.
Darren Lewis, I believe, who threw it.
I should know that.
Well, you should. You were getting paid to know that back then.
Yeah. And then last night, Ash caught one from Shipley.
All I know is it was a giggler. I think the Aggies were ahead by about four touchdowns at halftime.
But
hung 65 on them, not not bad at all.
Yeah, and this RG3 guy, they interviewed him live halftime last night of the Texas game, and you know, this guy, you know, on the field, he, you know, sometimes he's a little bit of a clown, he's a little bit of a hot dog and all that, but boy, I tell you what, in an interview, this guy just, you know, knows how to say the right things, and
he's good for their program,
and says them well. I mean, you know, on and off the field, he's going to get. You know, a lot of people think that if he comes out, he'll be the second quarterback drafted, and could be the second player drafted. Mm-hmm. They might draft two quarterbacks, one and two, but if he comes out, but he's not going to make that decision for another week or so.
Good for the program.
Yeah.
All right. So, what are the as you get ready, as you're putting your resume together for that job you hope to get? What are the best words to use in your resume if you want to get a job? LinkedIn has gone through all those members' profiles, and they have come up with some words that are commonly used. Here's your top five. Track record. 4, extensive experience. That just means you've had a lot of jobs. 3, effective. 2, organizational. And the number one thing they found, creative. Creative. Remember, the problem is, according to LinkedIn, because everybody's using it, that's not what people are looking for anymore. So you may need to come up with something different. Might want to take it out of your resume, as a matter of fact, if you want to stand out from the crowd. So I don't know what you use instead of creative. Hold up a crayon picture that you did.
Here's me. Yeah. Here's me. This is a picture I drew of a tree. It's a picture I drew of a tree.
See, now that's another thing. Because we did that years ago when we were brand new to this internet thing. You know, everybody's putting their pictures up. So what we did is we put up our junior high pictures just so you could see what we looked like. And, you know, there I was with a little skin nose because I'd gotten a skin nose the week before his picture day. And I think we put Sokol in his band uniform or something, right? And, Tom, I don't remember you holding your – no, you were in the Superman.
I was in the Superman.
Yeah, I mean, outfit. Superman outfit.
Yeah, which is my Facebook photo again right now.
There you go.
The
see, so you need to
– if any of my friends out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quick, rush to that. Yeah. Go there right now. So now, did you, any of you watch, as happens this time of year, Charlie Brown Christmas? That's pretty popular.
Didn't catch it this year.
Okay.
Nor did I, but almost always watch it. We actually own a copy of it. So.
Okay, but you know that piano music and all that.
I mean, oh, yeah.
You know it, right? I mean, it is a standard. Well, the children of the late jazz pianist who made the soundtrack for the album.
Vince Guaraldi?
Yep. Yep. Why do you know that?
I just know these things.
There
it's
you
a
go.
Very famous composition called Linus and Lucy.
Absolutely. Okay. Concord Music Group, who owns the rights, according to the family of Vince, apparently not been paying the royalties like they think they should.
Uh-oh.
They filed a lawsuit right before Christmas asking for more money, claimed that the digital downloads should have given them more money than they are getting. So, just letting you know. Just letting you know. All right, so let's see. Do you want to know the new dining trends for 2012, or do you want to know how to purge your system because you ate too much crap during the holidays? I mean, which one?
That second one sounds good.
Or we can go to something else, yeah. Okay, well, if you want.
Well, both have to do with food, so then you could eat and then, you know, purge.
Could do that, yeah, yeah. And purging your system, not literally of the food, you know. But anyway, according to Andrew Freeman and Company, here are the hot dining trends for 2012. Have it your way potatoes. For example, French fry menus that let diners choose the cut, crispness, and sauce. Or make your own mashed potatoes with mix-ins and custom-cut chips and dips and dusts to order.
There are a variety of restaurants locally that allow you to do some customization.
Oh, do they?
And there's one that allows you to pick which type of fries you want. So they have, you know, the thicker wedge cut, and then you have the thinner cut.
Ate someplace where they asked me that. Yeah, I don't remember where it was, but within the last 2 weeks. So yeah, I don't know.
Obviously, it made a lasting impression.
It did, right? Yeah. Reinterpreting breakfast foods for dinner: your waffle or a hollandaise top sandwiches. Turnovers, pigs in a blanket, eggs cooked in many ways, and sweet or savory French toast or bread puddings will be new.
And the fact that they mention hollandaise, you immediately know it's healthy.
Of course it is. And if you take the pigs on a blanket and cover them in hollandaise, it's and the bread pudding on the side.
Right, well, the French toast with syrup.
Yeah, and Diet Coke. I mean, perfect.
Absolutely.
Snow ice, that's the flavor and creaminess of ice cream, but an extremely light texture. We'll take off in the United States. This has been in Texas for a long time.
Yeah, we used to make snow ice cream.
Right. Or ice cream as a blank canvas to entice people to try new flavorings, like grass and horseradish ice cream?
Mm. A thousand times, no.
How about turning turning vegetables into dessert? Goat cheese with celery?
Nope.
Okay. Celery sorbet?
Nope.
All right. Just try it. More items designed for specific dietary needs, like gluten-free. You'll see more of that. Eastern European, especially Hungarian, and many modern takes on Thai dining will move into the mainstream. Thai food's pretty good stuff.
Yeah. Wait. All right, listen.
Okay.
Popular Hungarian.
Yeah, what do we got for that?
Food.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hungarian cuisine. Yeah. I should have just gone straight to Y.
Yeah. Kaipedia. They'd have told you that. Having to do with the turnips?
Let's see here. We've got the.
Of course you do. What is it, I guess?
It's a savory crepe filled with veal.
Oh, well, okay. That could work.
Two remarkable elements of Hungarian cuisine that are hardly noticed by locals but usually conjure up much enthusiasm amongst foreigners are different forms of vegetable stew as well as cold fruit soups.
Huh.
Oh.
So there you are.
Cold fruit soups.
Well, I like some gazpacho's good, but that's vegetables. All right, anyway, now this is kind of interesting. Using infusions of pine needles, Douglas fir, and eucalyptus to flavor sauces and rubs. Could maybe work. And how about special chili peppers for all kinds of food. Cask-aged cocktails, vintage beers, and mixed drinks on tap. Mixed drinks on tap?
Hmm.
You want like a bourbon and Coke out of the tap? Okay. Fruit-infused beers? I don't think so. Double shot drinks?
Those have been around for a while. Yeah.
Shots and beers together. Cocktails in solid form like sorbets and popsicles and layered jellies. Well, that's Jello shots, right?
Yeah.
Mini cocktails and cocktail trucks. Bitter lemon soda as
cocktail
a mixer.
Trucks?
That's what it
what,
says.
What, like food trucks?
I guess. Yeah. Oh, that'll be good.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, you know, and I forget, I was in a package store auditorium the other day, and we've talked about this. They have the little plastic shots in a plastic bag, you know, where you can tear the top off.
Yeah.
I mean, you can take it with you. That can't be good. I cannot see how TABC can be thrilled about that.
I don't think so.
Well,
just make it easier.
Yeah, let me just shove four of those in my pocket as I walk out the door. And then go ahead and take that 7,000 pounds of steel that I've got with the gigantic engine in it.
Because you need one for the road.
Of course you do. That's it. And go racing down the road and then be sure and stop somewhere so that you can get the Diet Coke so you can rip open the vodka and pour it into your Dr. Pepper or whatever else you're having. And then continue down.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, doesn't that sound good?
Hey, Brazos Valley, if you plan on making a resolution to get in shape this year, then check out AeroFit. The kind, professional staff will help you get on track to make you the healthiest you can be in 2012. Voted best of the Brazos for 9 years, AeroFit has so much to offer you and your family. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you the finest in fitness facilities, such as indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track, and volleyball. And now, with the addition of two new 24-hour express centers, AeroFit offers four locations to better serve you. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but AeroFit. Join now for only $19.99 per month. Check out all the fun exercise options AeroFit has to offer you. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
You know you're going to feel great. We're totally.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
year-end sale prices at Star Furniture. Plus, take an extra 15% off everything, plus free financing. See store for details. The end-of-year event. Nothing yet.
852, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So now the second part of our little food thing.
Oh, now it's time to purge.
Exactly. If you've gone overboard during the holidays,
yeah,
and you've got to get a few good days of good stuff going for you,
right?
Chef, which by the way, I have to brag. I'm kind of proud. I haven't put on a pound.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, really? Right. I weighed myself, of course. But honestly, I mean, I haven't been when we went to visit my mom. I mean, that's when I always have to watch myself because my mom makes fudge every year.
Oh, man,
I love my mom's fudge.
Yeah.
Well, we would too. Had you brought some?
Well, mm-hmm. That's just it.
Yeah.
She serves hers cold.
Oh. Well, no. Well,
I'm okay with that.
That's refrigerated. How I like my fudge.
Okay, well, but you know, sometimes you see the room temperature fudge, and I have a hard time doing that because uh-huh. I grew up thinking that fudge had to be refrigerated.
Oh, I think even frozen, it's sometimes.
Ah,
good.
Ah,
yeah,
that'd be tough. Anyway.
Well, I freeze my Hershey bars, but that's okay.
So you didn't have to do that then.
Yeah, I was kind of happy about that.
What has Hershey bars got to do with fudge?
Well, it's similar.
Oh, I see.
I put them in Hershey bar. Yeah, I put them in the freezer.
Ah,
I
got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you went,
yeah, my dinner.
A little chewing. All right, so here you go. Cooking up some post-holiday detox to get you back on track. Dark leafy vegetables are on the menu. Eating things like kale.
How did I know that was going to be the first thing out of your mouth?
Spinach and chard and collards. Collards.
Collards.
Really
collards.
Ramps up your vegetable consumption.
I like collards.
I like a little spinach. I'll take spinach just about anyway.
I like spinach.
Yeah.
I like spinach.
Had it deep fried?
Huh?
Deep fried spinach?
No, I never
yeah,
had.
Yeah, really.
I mean, smothered in ranch? I mean,
no,
yeah.
You drag it through
flour
some.
Or
yeah, well, you can do or cornmeal.
Cornmeal. Really? Doesn't it just wilt?
Restaurant out of town that we eat at that has that. And last time we went, they've taken it off the menu. We were not happy.
But doesn't
that,
it just wilt?
Well, but you flash fry it, so it's kind of crunchy, and it's not bad.
Huh.
And it's not healthy for you then because
you
deep fry it,
so,
but
you know,
nonetheless. Also, stick to whole foods to give your body a chance to rid itself of all that junk. Make sure to incorporate whole grains and fats from foods like avocados, nuts, and seeds. And if you go ahead and take the nuts and make sure they're dipped in chocolate, that really helps as well.
Well, you said whole foods. I thought that meant I was supposed to eat the whole pizza.
Oh, of course. Or go over and pay way too much for anything. You know, there's even a grocery store called that. Anyway, also cook up a big old pot of brown rice in the beginning of the week.
I'm enticed.
There you go. And then you work that into soups or salads or stir fries and things like that.
Well, pretty much, if you want to, you know, if you want to, you know, control what you eat, I mean, if you included just probably a half cup of rice with every meal, you're not going to eat as much.
That's true, because it's a filler.
It'll
do that for you. And that brown rice, that can be pretty good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I do brown rice all the time.
Not too bad. Uh-huh. All right, so there you go. That's to help clean you out, get you ready for all that. And now it's
clean
time.
You out.
Yeah.
Ooh, I really did not hope we would ever use that phrase.
Detox. To detox you. How's that? All right.
Hun, boys told me I need to clean out, so I'm going to be a little occupied today.
Well, we're not going to even talk about going to that other place. No, we're not doing that. But in the meantime, first world problems. Dishwashers can be finicky appliances. Oh, yeah, because, you know, there are people in the third world who are concerned about their dishwasher not doing what it should. Remember this. The tines, that's the little dish rack that has the little things that hold the plates up. Broken tines can stain your dishes. Again, in the Sudan, they are so concerned about staining their dishes because of broken tines in their dishwashers. But nonetheless, remember, you can get that fixed. The sprayers, you know, They're on the floor and, in some cases, the ceiling of your dishwasher.
Uh-huh.
Check the holes every once in a while to make sure that there's no food or detergent in there. And finally, the filter. Boys, when was the last time you checked the filter in your dishwashing machine? Because you know what?
I don't really know where it is.
See?
Yeah.
It's located in the floor of the machine. You are supposed to clean it after every dishwasher load.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, well, I'm only about 8 years late.
I'm 12 years behind.
Yeah. I'm 9.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm going to do it first when I get home.
All right, do that.
This is Leah Hamm with Sorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Sorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
5, 4, 3, 2. Wait! Stop the countdown! The new year can't begin until we sell all remaining 2011s at Sterling Auto Group. All remaining 2011 inventory must go to avoid huge expenses next year. Get the lowest price of the year on every new vehicle in stock. Plus, Sterling Auto wants your trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. And only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. Plus, get huge savings on all 2012 models, like the award-winning 2012 Kia Optima with zero down, just $229 per month. We have the area's best selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, like a 2011 Chevy Aveo with zero down, just $169 per month. Get up to $10,000 off all remaining 2011 GMC Sierras, or get 0% APR for 72 months. Sterling Auto Group, we make it easy. 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or click sterlingautogroup.net. On select vehicles with approved credit, 36-month lease with zero due at signing, plus TT&L and fees. Zero APR, $1389 per thousand finance, all incentives to dealer.
About 2 minutes till. We did a story yesterday that has now been called into question, so we need to report that.
Yeah.
Dr. Steve Ross of the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago tells the New York Times it is very improbable that cheetah lived to be nearly 80.
Well, you know, I saw a story yesterday that said that the average age of a cheetah is like in the 20s.
Yeah. Well, apparently all the records at the Suncoast Sanctuary were destroyed in a fire. So we may have like a...
Yeah, I was...
See, this is a ruse. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just letting you know, we reported the story, so we're trying to make it right, because we had reported that cheetah had died at the age of 80. So there. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
The first YMCA opened up in 1851 in Boston. Now, my thought is, it's the 29th. Could you just go, I'll wait till the new year? I mean, why did you have to open it before the end of the year?
Probably tax reasons.
You could be.
Yeah, that's it.
Again, probably. That's 1851.
Sure, yeah.
And just to make you feel old, it was 48 years ago today. 48 years ago.